This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
J.R. Sano, take it from the ashes.
Yeah, I ran into him last Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Over at the Ripcord.
Imagine that.
Well, yeah, I was slinging Jell-O at the time.
And what was he slinging?
Sadly, he was there with his other, so couldn't get much.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, it sounds so wrong that, you know, talking about the Ripcord and something about sling, it just doesn't go together.
Oh, yes, it does. And you're listening to it on After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston, and always on the World Wide Web at dubcubed.kpft.org.
And we're now broadcasting on high-definition radio.
Are we now?
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you've got one of those fancy radios and want to click over to whatever is on the other station, which I believe right now is the BBC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boring. Well, compared to this.
They're just waking up. They have an excuse.
Oh.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning there.
Can you imagine listening to this show at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I can't imagine listening to this show live. By the way, I think you're going to have to turn his mic on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I turned it down because no one was on it earlier. We have in...
Who do we have here?
We've got Stage Door Inc.
Ta-da!
Yay, we're back.
Yay. Woohoo!
And the smallest crowd yet.
Exciting. It is. It is.
We have more to say, though.
Amazing. We scared him away.
What are you doing? The next play is a two-person, one-act? What?
I wish. It could be.
We could
do that.
Well, they did it.
Let's do that.
But I love the other two people too much to do that to them. They were awesome. Except for that Jamie.
Now love you, Jamie.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Now, you have done the two-person play already.
Yeah, I have.
Same time.
And that wasn't a one act. Lord, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I get confused with that stuff there, with the one act and two act, because the last performance I went to go see there, I'm going, okay, there should be an intermission coming.
What was that one?
Mulan.
The kids show.
That wasn't
Mulan Jr.
That wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. I enjoyed
it. What are you trying to say?
He was expecting that after 45 minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah. It kept going.
Yeah,
it was hour and 15 with the
it
total.
It was awesome. Yeah. I love our kids.
I have to tell you that. For those of you who don't know, Mulan Jr. was the... Summer Academy that y'all put on.
Well, the thing of it is, if you've got a theater full of kids, you have an intermission, then they're all over the place, and you got to settle them back down.
Oh, they're going to take a nap.
That's why they got boxed wine at the concession stand.
There you go.
That's what happened to it.
None of the children
the
had
kids
wine.
Cannot partake in those.
Now,
reserves.
When the kids leave, it's a totally different story after that, and it doesn't come in a box.
Last kid left, and it's in a bottle.
And in my glass.
But no, actually, I took my niece down to their almost last performance of that. Well, it was
the Saturday's day.
It was the matinee of the final. Almost completed. Look, I was at a reunion early. I'm lucky I'm still remembering things.
That's fine.
Oh, he remembered a lot of things.
I sadly was a good boy in high school.
Oh, you wasted your time. Dun, dun.
I wish, but no. In all my 5 years of high school, I was a good boy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. 5 years of high school, Chris.
Well, I mean, high school's fun. You want to repeat some things a couple of times.
Yeah, that was the twisted part. I was brought to my graduation that was... not the year I actually graduated.
Oh.
Apparently they looked through the yearbook and that's who they invited, and so they invited me the year before I actually left.
Well, that's Mulan.
That was nice.
But no, yeah, I did enjoy that performance
thank you.
With them.
And I will pass it on to the children.
All 21 of them.
All
dear, sweet-hearted children.
Now, like I said, I came up to you, to Mark and Dario afterwards, and I said, okay, leave it to you guys to have a play with a cross-dresser a main character.
Oh, boy.
And
there we go.
Y'all had to slip in a second cross-dresser.
Oh, gosh.
And there was multiples. There was even more from that.
There's more?
Yeah, we had all the guys had to end up getting in drag to go into the palace.
Well, yeah, I mean that was open cross dressing.
Oh, open cross dressing.
There was
opposed to closed.
Yeah, there was
cross dressing.
No, I looked at the one, especially when you've got the female, you got a girl playing the character that is telling everyone girls should be executed for dressing as men, and I'm sitting there going,
who did an awesome job, by the way.
She did. Like I said, it was funny catching that, sitting there going.
And it takes you a second, because not until she gets later in the show do you realize that she's actually a girl delivering those lines, because she forgets her voice and dropped it down. And to her voice.
Mm-hmm. So
the beauty of working with children.
Children's theater at its finest.
Yes.
But that was a great performance, and I think my niece is already looking forward to next year's Willy Wonka.
Oh,
Wonka.
I can't wait.
Well, look at it this way. You've got to play for all the chubby little kids there. It can't be Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
That's right. Down for the chubby little kiddies.
Why do they have to be chubby?
Because Oompa Loompas had little wide hips. They had good birthing hips.
Good birthing hips. These are children.
Oh, boy. So, chocolate and...
Gobstoppers.
Yeah, there you go.
So, what is coming up now with Stage Door?
Right now we got Cooking with Gus. That's going on right now on stage until the 23rd, I believe. I got that right. And we have auditions coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for Little Shop of Horrors. Those are open auditions. And that show doesn't start till September 11th.
Open September 11th.
And runs through October 18th.
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
He's doing it without a net here.
Which one is it?
Fourth.
Okay, sorry. So the Little Shop opens on September 11th and closes on September 4th.
October.
Okay, let's try that again. Take three. Little Shop opens on September 11th and closes on October 4th. There we go. Got that in. Then auditions are tomorrow and on Monday.
At 7.
At Stage Door, Inc. And then we got Rocky Horror coming up on October 23rd, and that one closes on November 8th. That should be lots of fun.
And it auditions on September 13th and 14th.
And those are open auditions also.
Yes. Put on your garters and your...
That's one I will not be in. I'm going to sit... No, you are not. There is not a person in this universe that is looking forward to me...
Zach, I need a good laugh.
In your underwear.
I'll give you a good laugh. And I'll reserve your lunch for you, too, if you want me to.
Oh,
that's what it's going to end up being. It's going to be pretty bad. They have seen me in my boxers, and that is as far. I don't think I need to add to that. High heels is not a good look on me. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
How do you know?
No, I'm gonna trust my instinct and say no.
Aww,
it's not.
A good garter belt and a pair of fishnets looks good on anybody.
Only around a fish. That's
foot,
all I'm going to... Well,
foot.
What?
Let's just keep moving on. Okay, anyway.
Yeah. Take five.
So how many of the people are you going to be needing for the time warp?
As many as I can fit on stage.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of warping. We're going to warp some time with those hips.
Or some wood, one of the two.
We can go up the aisles, too.
Ooh, up the aisle. We can use the whole theater.
Oh.
Lobby it. You can put people in the lobbies.
In the lobbies?
Yeah, we'll just put go-go cages up everywhere.
Yeah, we can have like lobby seats and little monitors going on. Like what's going on live inside. Huh?
Uh-huh. That would scare the kids in the little...
No.
Although, I think it would be interesting to see the Transylvanians go out and do the time warp at the fountains.
In the fountain. We can do, the whole I'm going home from the mountain.
I'm looking into it. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what
Look, it's a fruit-filled Querio.
For those of you who haven't known about, haven't heard us before about Stage Door, Inc., it is the Pasadena Theater at the Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So when we make little jokes of the fountains or the...
It's our huge facility.
The pretzel maker.
The pretzel maker, the kids' play area that's right out front.
It's a huge facility. Yeah. I mean, we have stores inside our huge facility. That's how big it is.
We have our own shopping center right in the theater.
See some theater, shop at Macy's, get you a pretzel, and get some accessories for your iPhone, and then come back to more theater.
Don't forget the sweet tea at Chick-fil-A.
Sweet tea at Chick-fil-A. Although, never mind. We're going to move on with that one.
Only go during two of the performances. You can't get it on your Sunday performance.
That's right. Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
God bless them.
That's why they're closed on Sundays, because God bless them. So let's talk about what's going on now, the Cooking with Gus.
Cooking with Gus is a fun show, and I say that because there's a lot going on in that show. We got a lazy boyfriend, a workaholic girlfriend, I think you would call it.
Yeah, I guess so.
A good cook, yeah. Apparently. And she doesn't cook anything on the show. But,
we're not going to go.
Well, my oven's not working.
Yeah.
What, you
down.
Don't have an oven?
Oh, that's right.
And a countertop.
We have hypnotism. We got clucking chickens. We got Jewish gypsies. We got drunk people.
All over the place.
We got some kind of ditzy agent girl. Coming
Jamie.
In.
That partially sounds like what we got out in the lobby right now here.
I think we've got y'all covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad they didn't audition.
Well, they ain't acting on the drunk part.
Well, are you acting, Janet, in the drunk?
Yeah.
Except for that one night in rehearsal when the tequila bottle didn't get washed out.
Oh, that was fun.
That was good.
I got the drink out of that bottle, too.
Who needs to clean this bottle out?
Yummo. So to me, it kind of plays out as an episode of I Love Lucy. It really does. And the way thing, the rhythm of the lines and the jokes and the slapstick that goes on. There's pie takes in some places. I mean, it's a lot of it plays out. Like an episode of I Love. So if you're a fan of I Love Lucy, I think you would really connect with the show. I think
with everything else that he had mentioned that's in the show, there's also a food fight latter part of the show, which then turns our front rows of the theater into a splatter zone.
We do not provide plastic.
Bring your own plastic. Bring your own protection.
Don't worry.
Practice it.
No dry clean only clothes. You should not wear that. We learned that tonight.
Yeah.
And the danger of getting hit by a corn dog?
You'll have to come see. You'll have to come see.
I always tease him
about
the corn dogs.
Okay, I can't hold in. Chris, just for you, we have added a corn dog, knowing that you're coming to see the show.
Yeah, you have to let us know when you get there.
Yeah, I've teased them enough about the corn dog, saying that when they do Rocky Horror, it's not going to be Frankenfurter, it's going to be Dr. Corn Dog.
No. Frankenfurter's going to chase Rocky with a really wrecked corn dog.
Oh. What are the other corn dogs?
Well, everybody else will be carrying dildos. He'll just be carrying...
The Transylvanians.
Running lights for that show. I think that is where I feel I'm being called to do
it. We will be attending all of the mature shops for the adults to get sponsorships for that show.
Wow.
I'll play the Transylvanian, the big guy who says, feeds the canopy. It'll be a mini corn dog.
Oh, boy.
Okay, sorry, we got off.
Sounds like fun. But there is corn dogs. There's a corn dog in the show. You have to find it.
No,
it's not a hidden corn dog.
No, it's not a hidden corn dog.
Thank God. I had a hard enough time doing the hidden messages in...
Boys Next Door.
The Boys Next Door.
Hidden messages in Boys... There was hidden props.
Hidden props,
yes. We had subliminal, eat more cheese. It wasn't any of that going on, but, I mean...
Yeah, I'm standing there 10 minutes after the play going, okay,
it's interactive theater. It's like a Where's Waldo show.
But live theater at its finest.
There you go. I mean, there's something for everybody. If you love to do puzzles...
We have puzzles.
And you can come look at the show and just figure out a puzzle. What is that going to be this time? My range is pretty big now, I think. I've been a bird, a Grinch.
That's not something to necessarily brag about on air.
Not on this show.
Okay.
Never mind. Caller 10?
Yeah. Take again. Yeah. Let's do that week. Never mind.
Take
definition 254. Range.
Never mind. Okay, moving on. So, yeah, this show has every... I mean, it really does. It's a hilarious...
It's hilarious.
It's hard for me as an actor. I've been doing this show. We've been rehearsing for a good month. And there's spots where I just want to break out and laugh.
And you do.
Don't give it away, Janet.
As a director's standpoint, it is kind of funny to watch the actors do something on stage and watch the other three on stage try not to break. And then you see them do this abrupt turn upstage because they're laughing or they drop their head.
Or we're sweating profusely. Yeah. We'll get into that later.
And that's one of the things I like with the community theater is because it's a little looser of an atmosphere. That when
this is loose.
Pretty loose.
When something
it's
like
just
that
is flapping like that, it's pretty loose.
Whoa! Pull it back! Pull it back!
You're ready to hit the dumb button there, Jimmy.
It's going.
They're talking about
I better start listening to this.
Yeah, he's talking about it getting loose. So
it's like I'm just saying it's like a flat tire. It's like a flat tire.
Yeah, beg it.
And you're going down the freeway, and it just.
But and
like
and
a screen door, just
yeah, banging like a screen door in a hurricane. Well,
there you go.
Oh Lord.
What? Well, no, there isn't. Not this show. Now, that was in February. We took care of that part. That's.
But no, it's. I don't know how to say it without it sounding like I'm making fun or demeaning it, but it's a little bit of a looser performance in the community theater that you can get away with a little bit more. I mean, like when I saw, you know, from Sordid Lives, from, you know, an earlier on to the later on episode, how much it got a little bit warped with the audience.
Are you referring to Bobby Mac?
Yeah.
Are you referring to that character?
No, it was Bobby Mac. It was, not Bobby Mac character. It was Sissy.
Oh, dear Sissy.
How every night that weenie got a little more mayonnaise Sissy. On it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Turn that mayonnaise into butter. Yeah, or even with Mulan, when one of the audience members in the performance I was at, I guess, made a joke during the when she came out to dress the soldiers in the women's clothing. And she just kind of looked at the audience member and said, keep it up and you're next.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that one.
One of the kids,
oh.
Their neighbor that had come to see the show was making fun of him because he had to put on the makeup.
Oh.
So that is why that character then turned to the audience and said, you're next. Yes.
And you wouldn't see that in the
professional
theater. And that's what I like about that, is you get that. You never know which
quality, but a community fun.
Yes.
There you go. That's good. You should be marketing manager.
No, I'm an executive director for a reason.
I'll just go travel
No,
somewhere.
You should be a farmer because you're really shoveling it deep.
What?
Oh.
I'm going to get the rubber boots.
Oh, boy.
And head on down to the ripcord.
What?
Oh. Yeah, Zachy wouldn't get it. It's okay.
Okay, never mind. Good. I'm just going
to... Take him down there.
I'm just going to stay right here.
Oh, are you kidding? They would rip him apart in seconds.
I'm just going to stay right here.
Maybe
I should wait.
Well, maybe not, because he is dressed kind of South Beach-ish.
I'm going to stay in the car.
Board shorts.
He can't get in. He's wearing flip-flops.
Oh, dang.
Well, don't come see the show, because I wear flip-flops the whole time. I don't wear any shoes.
No, we're talking about you getting into the bar.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about taking you to a
gay
bar.
My feet are nude. My feet are nude in the show.
No, we're teasing about taking you over to a gay bar.
Oh, man. I better stay in the car.
Just, yeah,
you might be safer in the bar.
I'll hold the fort down right here.
The fort?
I'll just hold this down right here.
So, we've got Cooking with Gus.
Mm-hmm.
I Love Lucy-ish.
Yeah, a very
Food
I Love
Fight.
Lucy.
And performances just started last night.
Yes.
So, we're plus going to...
Plenty of time, plenty of seats, lots of laughs. There you go.
So, we've got... stage door is down in the Pasadena Town Square Mall. You can find them on the web at Pasadena... I'm sorry. StageDoorInc.com.
There you go.
The reason I started thinking about Pasadena Seas, they've got a good map how to get to there, going to the mall website. It's about all that's good on their website, but hey.
Well, there you go. Something works.
And then we have a new person who you have not seen yet.
That's right.
Where?
The what? Lovely.
The lovely, talented.
Effervescent.
Effervescent. Ooh, that's a big one.
Miss
wow.
Janet Champlain. Well, she's my co-star, or not my co-star,
See,
but
sure.
We are.
I've had too many people come through here.
No, you have not. This is been
I thought somebody just threw an Alka-Seltzer on her. I didn't know what was going on.
That's how they clean up after the food fight.
Oh, well, yeah, you kind of name
Someone
it.
Someone comes out in an Alka-Seltzer dress and they throw water at her like flash
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, tomorrow, we'll try that.
So,
I didn't think about that. We could have made Bernie's dress edible.
Oh.
Yeah. The lesbians would have bought the whole theater.
Hi, Jamie. We love you, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie, since you didn't come tonight.
That's right.
Thanks.
I told you I was going to bash you on the radio.
Jamie knows Jamie. She was here with Theater Suburbia probably a month and a half,
really?
2 months ago. Yeah, she was in, I don't know the name of the production. Jamie, if you can hear us, text. It.
Big, big buck teeth.
What?
Really stringy hair.
No, she's not. She's redhead, really skinny.
I told her I'd make fun of her if she didn't come along.
The lesbians would love her, so come see the show.
She knew.
Did she put out?
I can't hear you, Jimmy.
Yeah, she puts out.
She loves flyers.
I'm not, no, I don't know.
I don't know. That's all I got. That's all
that
I
is
got.
A challenge for the lesbians. Jamie, mm-hmm. This is what happens when you don't come.
I told you, if you didn't come, what was going to happen to you?
I mean,
warn you.
When you don't attend.
Okay.
Hi, Janet.
Oh,
hi. Welcome to the family.
I feel so welcome.
Let's handshake. We'll handshake on the
We
there
told you on the way
there
here. We're going to be festive and fun.
Okay, so that means I have to ask my traditional questions,
oh, right?
Is there a traditional question?
Yeah. Yes.
That's your traditional question.
Oh, yeah.
Why community theater?
Yeah.
And why with this group?
Oh, Lord.
All right, careful how much time do we have?
Now, we're on the phone. Oh, we're listening. Okay?
Do we have a mute
I still got shows with you, Miss Janet, okay? So let's keep it. Let's keep it.
Well, community theater is so much fun. You get to meet so many different people. And, you know, if you have a passion for theater, this gives you an outlet. And working with Mark, worked with him the first time 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Steel Magnolias. And played Truvy. And he, you know, he's really the first director who's really made me step outside my box.
No.
Yeah, yeah. No. And play someone totally outside.
No.
Yes.
Get out of town.
No.
I'll stop talking.
Of myself. And it's been a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Good Miss America answer. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's why you're...
Yeah, no,
that,
and
you're
peace important. For the whole world.
Oh.
And world peace.
That's a good finish. World I wasn't peace. Expecting that. Mm-hmm. That's
world peace and world peace. Mm. Feed everybody and make them happy.
Unless you're Miss California. Ex Miss California. Moving on. We make for good radio, Jimmy.
Yeah. So, what my big question is, why is the cute guy in the back not going to fix my computer?
Uh-oh. Well, oh, we found...
The guy in the back, something.
That is not Link, ladies and gentlemen. This is now
he
Daria.
He doesn't talk.
Hey, Jimmy, he's good in the back.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, boy. Is this where we make our exit, Jimmy?
This is where, well, you know, I'm not saying a word.
Silence is golden.
Silence is golden.
That's AMC slogan.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Live theater and science is golden. There you go. Is that better? Is that, I mean, I'm trying.
For those planning on sending a letter to the FCC, they're referring to the technical director who works in the booth in the back of the theater.
Yes.
Oh, we
yeah.
were?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And backstage.
He's great. Technical director.
Backstage.
Thank you.
He's great.
Thank
backstage.
You. We don't let him speak because of, well, we'll just we'll do that alone.
He's Italian. He's Italian.
He's afraid to talk because
he's.
Oh, do you want to say something to?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so.
Oh, so, wait a minute. Hold on. He did talk during Charlie Brown.
Thank you,
see. Wah, wah, wah. Is not talking. That's not English. Once again, that is not English. I have to step in, Daria.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You're right.
Okay.
Sorry.
So he played the trumpet in the back.
What, he played the who?
No.
He played a trumpet.
He just
wah, 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 wah.
He ate too many bowls
Can
of beans
I say
is what happened.
Words on air. Let me see. No.
Better than the flute. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear Jimmy.
Oh.
You're in luck.
Open the door. Oh, I can hear him. Yay.
Yeah, he's got headphones and then got invented.
Okay, now I got to shut up.
Oh. What? Just about the time I get to hear him and he's going to be quiet.
Oh.
All right, so once again, we've got Cooking with Gus, Stage Rink, Pasadena Town Square until the 23rd.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Performances Friday and Saturday nights at 8, Sundays at
3.
StageRink.com.
Mm-hmm.
Another plug to auditions tomorrow night at 7 and Monday night at 7.
Lots
Little
spaces.
Shop of Horrors.
It's going to be lots. I'm really excited. I really am excited about this show.
This is a show that I think a lot of people at the theater are excited
I
about.
I want this
They've been
to
waiting
happen.
All
I
season
really
for this show.
Is this going to be more like the play or the Jack Nicholson version or the Steve Martin? Yeah, Rick Moran. I couldn't remember his name.
It'll be more towards the Jack Nicholson version. It's more towards the play, but it is a musical.
Okay.
But it's nothing like the Rick Moranis version as far as endings or
The
sequences.
Ending
or
yeah, I know. I've seen some of the alternative endings they didn't have in the Jack Nicholas version of that.
Jack Nicholson?
Nicholson, I'm sorry.
Nicholas, it's not Christmas yet.
Oh. One day it will be.
I got him confused.
Although, for all of those daddy bears out there, love ya.
Oh,
love them daddy bears.
So.
I got Jimmy's. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. And like I said, we'll be going to group down to see that. I won't warn my guys. I'll have them sit on the front row. I'll sit in the back.
Set them to the left side of the audience on
the
front row.
Oh, but it's fun. Who doesn't like food slung across a theater?
Gypsy goulash.
Even what makes it so gypsy?
And we love
it. What makes it so gypsy?
I'm bringing the
we
big.
Steal
I'm,
all
I'm
the
bringing
ingredients.
People from the big men's group. You know, yeah.
Community theater, beg, borrow, and steal.
Yeah, we consider throwing food to be sacrilege.
I agree. I agree.
Hey, but your director, is a chubby, so throwing food for me, it's okay. We can let this one fly. I promise.
Yeah, but you
so
know.
To speak.
Yeah.
All right. So I saw we have the Colts in now.
We have the Colts.
Yeah, hot stuff is running around here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stephen Bunch is here.
So, do we have music?
But he's not wearing a kilt again.
Well, then don't let him come in.
You know, that's what I told him last time.
Oh, and this whole side of the table is like, what are they talking about?
Stage Door Inc. Stage Door Inc., everybody.
Radio so, are we going to do a little music?
We are going to do a little music, yes, we are.
All right, so we'll go to that. Thank you all, Stage Door.
Thank
no
you.
Problem. Yes.
See you all next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Propagators that they hate you. Ignorant and hateful cause they don't understand it. Man, that's for living our lives. Living our lives. Second class citizen, give them this right. Give them this right. Bash me, mash me, I bash you back. You're messing with the wrong fact, you're about to get checked. A new generation, we taking our rights. Taking the gay population to new heights. Watch out now, girly boy can fight. What's the matter, son? Our rhymes too tight. You can try to diss, but you know the consequences. Payback. I'm the Michael Jordan of the gay rap. Take that, chop my style. Top or bottom, I'm versatile. Two men holding hands, walking down the block. Don't be jealous, cause we so damn hot.
Come on, let me hear it loud. Young, gay, and proud. Stand up for your rights, everybody get down. Let me hear it loud. Young, gay, and proud. Stand up for our rights, and we march to the sound. Let me hear it loud. Young, gay, and proud. Stand up for your rights, everybody get down. Let me hear it loud. For our rights and we march to the sound. A brand new generation taking over. Freedom fighters, some call us soldiers. Unity between you and I. Sick of being a punchline and crucified. Try to tear us down but still we rise. I'm sick of the games, I'm sick of the lies. From the gay ghettos to the Malibu mansion. But they can't keep us down cause we keep on dancing. Even got the queens switched from disco. Got them all dancing from Greenwich to Frisco. Latinos play Papi Chulo Loco. Number one homo or logo, let's go. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for your rights, everybody get down. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for our rights and we march to the sound. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for your rights, everybody get down. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for our rights and we march to the sound. A new generation, we taking our rights. Taking the gay population to new heights. From the gay ghetto to the Malibu mansion. They can't keep us down cause we keep on dancing. Sick of the games, sick of the lies. Sick of being a punchline and crucified. Bash me, mash me, I'll bash you back. You messing with the wrong fag, you about to get jacked. A new generation, we taking our rights. Taking the gay population to new heights. From the gay ghetto to the Malibu mansion. They can't keep us down cause we keep on dancing. Sick of the games, sick of the lies. Sick of being a punchline and crucified. Bash me, mash me, I'll bash you back. You messing with the wrong fag, you about to get jacked. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for your rights, everybody get down. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for our rights and we march to the sound. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for your rights, everybody get down. Let me hear it loud, young, gay, and proud. Stand up for our rights and we march to the sound. Let me hear it loud. Young, gay, and proud. Young, gay, and proud. Young, gay, and proud.
I believe the title was probably called Young, Gay, and Proud.
That was Young, Gay, and Proud by Captain Magic.
Mm. Gee.
Yeah, he
spells his name as funny as some radio station spelled.
Yeah,
Magic.
I know.
My hot dog's getting more mayonnaise as we speak.
Oh, my. by the end of that production, they were probably shelling out some money in mayonnaise, huh?
A little bit of hot dog on that mayonnaise.
Oh, so you're listening in on that. Like I said, it's one of those weird times when I went to see the same play twice during a run. And in a way, it's interesting because I saw opening weekend and then saw closing weekend.
Mm-hmm. Which play was this?
Sordid Lives.
Oh, Sordid Lives. Okay.
Over at Stage Door. And like mm-hmm. I said, catching the differences. And it was like, okay.
Yeah, people don't realize that because the cast really doesn't come together, you know, the first opening night.
But no, it was the twisted part of when you start looking at the way the one character was seductively plunging that hot dog into the mayonnaise.
Ooh.
And
but by the last show, they're saying, what are they going to do, take us off?
Well, yeah. The last show. But no. But the twisted part that runs through your head is the fact that the inspiration for the constant plunging in there is you're talking about her nephew.
Ooh.
So it was that little twisted part in my mind going, ooh, that looks, in, that, you know, that's so dirty. And then it clicks in and I go, that's really dirty. This is a nifty story waiting to happen.
Well, speaking of nifty stories waiting to happen, we have Stephen Bunch with the Colt 45s.
Hello, America.
He was just telling me a wonderful little story about sitting in the pool and thinking up wonderful skits to do for Louie.
My good old personal friend, love you, Chris Brooks, the mad DJ and cook. And
yeah,
everything else in the
world. Yeah.
Back in the old days of, well, it won't date us. I won't tell you exactly where it was. Dear Orleans. For those of you who've been there on those imbibed holidays. And there was the one time we went up on the roof to watch the fireworks and somebody came home and moved the ladder.
Oh, not, you know, good.
We couldn't find the ladder. Anyway. And there was nakedness involved.
Oh my.
But, and this would help with other organizations that are having, I would say, friendly rivalries.
To go naked on a roof together?
Well, no, the skit idea, because we went to, it dates at the time there were two organizations, I won't be specific, two courts, and we had thought of the idea that we would do a spoof at Louis of West Side Story, with each of the gangs being a court. Only one court in America, you know, and
yeah.
Nobody would touch it with a 10-foot pole, but you know it would be nice if any of those organizations or any sort of companies, that it would be nice they get
organizations
together.
Could do that or even theater groups
that would be and where one side is a gang and the other side is a gang, they can
one is the Jets and one is the Sharks,
and just fight it out on stage.
There you go, have a dance off.
The wheels are spinning.
Is this thing
now.
Turn on? Is this thing?
Yeah. No, the wheels are spinning, thinking how scary it would be seeing West Side Story performed by the Bears and the Big Men's.
Woo-wee!
Boy, we better reinforce that stage, which is.
Don't do this on the. on the outside stage at Mary's. Don't.
You'd make a lovely Maria, by the way.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Wrong play. That's Joseph.
Oh, that Maria. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Rita Moreno ended up dressing as a nun, so I'll go in reverse order. I'll start as a nun and go to Maria.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, how about them Colts?
Oz, the Louis skit. Anyway.
Woo, boy, that would be a hot Louis skit, wouldn't it? Take off on Oz.
My name is Stephen. I'm here representing the Colt 45s.
Hello, Stephen.
Hi. If you can hear my voice, then you should be here. Mr. Lyles. We have a lot of things going on tonight.
That's right.
And we have a backup plan, believe it or not. Colt 45s, for those of you who do not know, is a 501c3 charity. We're a Western Levi charity, been around for 33, almost 34 years.
Wow.
Boy, that's a long time.
That's longer than this show.
Oh, you mean the tenure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, even the 20-year, not just the 10-year, but the 20-year, too.
So it's a good long time. A lot of our forefathers, you know, thought of things a long time ago that were just really cool before they were cool.
And our late fathers, too.
And we do. Hmm? And we help people with rent utility assistance, as well as we're good Joe people. We just like to have a good time.
That's right. This is a group of really friendly folks who have a good time, but really get down and do a lot of work.
We have a lot of friends in the community, and it's a really nice thing. We have our mystery donators and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's always kind of nice with the Colt 45s.
That is nice.
But if you need rent utility assistance and mm-hmm. you have AIDS and you're on disability, you mm-hmm. can go to www.colt45s.org. You can download our application. Even your case manager can download that, and they can help you out with rent and utility assistance.
That's right.
We're a last resort, so you have to go to other organizations and other opportunities mm-hmm. to check other opportunities before you come to us. But we can help you. A lot of times it's a one-shot deal to help you get by with your rent and utilities when you run out of different funds and maybe just in.
How does this work? Do you have like a monetary limit per client per year?
We do, and it's some of that. It's not that it's a secret, but it's based upon what our fund availability is.
Okay.
A lot of the average user, it works about to one time per year.
Okay.
If you're the average person can pretty much get rent or utility assistance. It's a monetary type thing, but about one time a year.
Yeah.
Because we just have to limit it to amount.
Sure.
Because we have no overhead. We'd get no government funds. We rely on the generosity of people like PWA Holiday Charities, the Misfits Houston, Crew of Olympus, Ereses, ICOH.
Mm-hmm. All the wonderful fundraising organizations out there.
Long litany of, mm-hmm. of them that, and I know I'm forgetting.
And
somebody.
Individuals yeah. who just put on shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's shows, and then there's that once in a while we walk in and people just drop off money.
Yep.
It's always a nice thing. So
that's very nice.
It's based upon that sort of fun ability. But we are not a perpetual thing, but it's a one shot deal that okay. kind of helps you out of a bind when nobody else can. And I'm not saying. With other people, sometimes you just don't quite qualify with some other people, or maybe you your funds have been expended at some.
Or you had an emergency come up, you know.
Well, a lot of times, you know, there's emergency hospital bills for some of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
We always have a lot of new clients, but there's a lot of organizations that know of us.
Yeah,
we're in the Blue Book. So they
you're in the big Blue Book.
The big Blue Book, the brand new Blue Book that's about to come out soon. I haven't seen the new one, but that's us, Colt45S.org, and that's the mm-hmm. best way to get in touch with us or get our, because you can get our forms and things like that. And you can also email ATF, AIDS Trouble Fund, ATF, mm-hmm. at Colt45S.org, and that's a really good way. You know, everybody's relying on email that goes to the people who help. We have a good Citizens Advisory Board that helps.
You've been with the organization quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah. I was involved before I was actually a member, so.
Wow.
It's was one of those things that
yeah.
you hang around for a long time. I helped with the ATF probably 3 years before I joined the Colts.
Wow. Now, I know Phil Lyles is the president of the organization mm-hmm. this year, and he was going to be here tonight, but I know he's in a show that's running late.
Yeah, I think the show didn't run to 1:15, and we love you, Phil.
Yeah.
But we always try to be here when we can, or when we're awake, or when we're vertical.
Sober.
I said vertical.
Yeah. Vertical.
That covers a lot of things.
Yeah.
That covers a lot of possibilities.
Wow.
Well, we're talking about
Phil. Yeah. It is a vertically challenged world sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning. For a lot of different
reasons.
How
vertical is it?
Well, you know, sometimes it's... Yeah.
Do we need to go down to Walgreens and get a protractor for you, Jimmy?
4-5 is also an angle, too. It's an angle.
Yes, it is.
It's not only a club, it's an angle.
A damn good one,
we
too.
We have to think about that for next
damn
our,
good
our
angle.
Next anniversary.
Yes.
Colt 4-5s. It's not just a not just a name, it's an angle.
It's a damn good angle. Yeah.
Yeah, but also negative 45.
Boy, there's always one over there.
There's always a pill for that.
With the negative waves.
There's always a pill for that.
And we are blue, so we could always have those little Colt blue pills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do well with those kind of round orangey ones. Starts with an L.
Oh, I don't know. You know, as I'm approaching. Never mind. I will leave that one alone off the radio. But a friend of mine was happy because he was getting his AARP card and he could get those breaks on his medication. And I said, I don't think the corner druggist takes your card.
No. No. And for those of you out there who bitch about it, no, Blue Cross Blue Shield does not pay for the little blue pill. sorry to say. Oh, well. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, I thought maybe Blue Cross Blue Shield was a code for Stanley, but
no. He does pay for it, but he just
Blue Cross Blue Shield Blue Balls.
Yeah. Well, Stanley does pay for it, but it's on the expense account.
Oh, before I digress,
yes,
you know, thinking about Colt 45s because I'm new here.
Yes, you are.
Tonight I'm new. Colt 45s. We have a lot of friends in this community and our good friends. You know, I'm sure you talked a little bit about our good friends from Sundance Cattle Company. Have the 29th anniversary. 29, but they're still babies in our eyes.
We've been talking about that every week for about a month now.
And if it's August, that means that we're only a little bit more than a month away from the PWA campout, the LVL campout. And if you have AIDS or you know somebody does and they'd like to get the heck out of the city for a little while, they can go to LVL Campouts or PWA Holiday Charities, their website, and they can go to a fabulous campsite that's a mystery because I still couldn't take you there. I know how to get there, but I couldn't give you directions.
I have to get directions
it's
every time.
It's that dang plastic cactus that throws me every time. But
it's 145 miles northwest of Houston.
Oh, I thought you said degrees. I'm going to say, well, it's fall, so it's a little cooler than that. But we love to help our friends in the community.
He hopes it's cooler because this time he can wear his pink long johns he has.
Yes, I have pink long johns.
With the little bunny slippers that are sewn in?
No, actually, Lloyd Powell and Robert Kahn stopped by the show one night and presented me with pink long johns. And I thought that was absolutely fabulous. And I took them to the last one, but it was too warm to wear them. So...
He wore his other pink outfit.
Were they seasoned when they gave them to you, or did they just give them to you brand new?
They were brand new.
Oh.
They were brand new.
Boo.
Sorry.
Trapdoor?
Oh, yeah.
Yay. I see the eyes roll on the other side. Well, you know, inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, well, of course.
We have to paint a middle picture for those of you at their home. Or is that right, those of you sporting at home, or even if you're alone.
The camp out is a wonderful way to just relax, and if you have HIV or AIDS, you know what it is like to live with that disease. You know what it's like to walk down the street and get those looks. You know what it's like to walk in a bar and have people turn away from you. So... this is a terrific place to go meet new people. Everybody there is HIV positive, so you've got that crap out of the way. We're all on an equal footing, and it's a whole weekend where we can just about forget about that we are HIV positive.
The camp out's very close to the Colt 45s because Lady Victoria was a Colt.
Yes.
And we sheltered that sort of get to help. That going.
It was her idea.
It is a neat thing. Like you said, a friend of mine said that his turning point, relax point, when he went to the first one, was when there were a group of people and they were playing flag football and somebody fell down and skinned their knee.
Mm-hmm.
They grabbed a Band-Aid. They got back up. They started playing again.
There you go.
It wasn't the big fanfare of the old get the rubber gloves and it wasn't a hazmat situation.
Yeah.
They just took care of it. And they went back like it was normal life. It was his first camp out. And he said, wow, I've got to come back to this because it's just people.
Yep, it's just people. And, you know, you can do what you want. You can be as active as you want.
Oh, yes, you can.
Sit around and just jaw jack the whole weekend if you like. And that's
got 8 seconds time to hit the button on that one.
That's a word I've heard all my life from redneck friends. Jaw jacking.
My God, Mr. Carper, you use your mouth better than I.
No, that's just, you know, just sitting around talking. And there are folks that do that. You know, you can hike, you know, like you said, flag football, there's volleyball.
Well, there's frisbee, dominoes.
You name it.
And we know somebody that does some tarot cards up there, and it's all sorts of really cool karaoke.
Yeah.
It's a nice, relaxing thing, and it's amazing how my cell phone doesn't work when I get up there.
Yes, that's the most wonderful thing. There's no TV, none of that, but... there's lots of food, lots of drink. You don't need to bring anything except a tent or, you know.
Sometimes you don't even have to do that. You talk to them. They have
that's
to.
Right. Yeah, that's right, because I stay at the in the bunkhouse.
That's his idea of roughing it.
Yeah. Pillows and blankets and sheets, and that's about a towel, and that's about it.
So because, that's one of the Colt 45s. Our good best loves is going up there and help.
Plus, the Colt 45s are going to be there Saturday to feed you lunch. They're going to drive up from... Are you not doing that?
Oh, we are. No, I think, we come from all different points.
I just kind of shouted that out because I'm so used to it.
Sometimes, but. You know, that we do the lunch, we do the dinners. They had a fabulous dinner with the help of many donations and the guys that worked up there.
But the Colts, not only all the other stuff they do, but they took time out and drove up to serve us lunch. And you stay for dinner. You worked on the dinner too, didn't you?
Some of the shows, yeah. It was a fun thing.
Stayed there for the show of shows, and some stayed, some went back. You know, it's just, I think that's an incredible thing to do.
It's you know, a lot of it is knowing.
Yeah, it's one thing
where it comes from, and then Don and my good personal friend, and hardest working man that's my neighbor, John Shefchuk.
Oh yeah. Poor John.
There's a lot of those good people with PWA, and they bust their keister. And I don't know all the names, but there's a lot of people from across the state that help with that. It's a statewide event. I mean, there
here comes trouble.
John's from Dallas and Fort Worth, and excuse me. Hail to the chief. He's the chief, and he's hailing.
What?
Please extinguish all your open flames. Speaking of flames.
Hello there, Mr. Lyles.
Speaking of flames, that's like pot calling the kettle.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't one, too.
We did mention that you were busy doing a show that was running late.
Yes. I just got finished.
So,
I'm a little tuckered.
He just flew in and his broom is tired.
Exactly. Lillian got put away and fills out again.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wait, the drag queen just a little tuckered? Did the tape come off easily when you got untuckered?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Duck on, duck off.
I should say that bar will never be the same.
Whoa!
Another one? Oh, yeah. God.
But at least I wasn't on the bar this time.
Oh, my gosh. He says he likes to make a good impact. I mean, impression when he goes to a bar.
So how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Just wonderful.
Cool.
Just wonderful.
I see you're hanging out with Trouble, as always.
We were stretching for you.
Were you stretching?
I almost didn't let him on because I told him the last time he was here, if he didn't wear a kilt, I wasn't going to put him on the mic anymore.
I forget that.
Do you forget that?
I sleep and I imbibe. Not necessarily in that order, and I forgot he said that.
Well, you know, I know you have one somewhere.
I do. I've got several.
I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well.
Should I make that the new dress code?
You can try.
The treasurer has to wear a kilt at every show.
You can try, but a lot of times you can't do it in the summertime because, anyway, the smell of those thighs rubbing together and it's the heat of the hair burning and it smells like bacon.
I bet I could get somebody.
That's why I can't jog because it smells like bacon.
I bet I could get somebody to volunteer to make sure your thighs don't rub together.
Oh, yeah.
They're in a pink shirt sitting right across from me.
At least be the width of two ears. Stop.
Just the thought of it, you know. this old heart of mine just can't take it.
I was going to say, I think he had a hot flash.
No, he's way past.
So we've been talking about all the wonderful things the Colt does, and we were just talking about how involved the Colts are with the PWA campout.
Oh, yes.
Which is serving lunch. And
so told me that was our segue.
I was just.
And it's a month and a half away.
Yeah, It's always been amazing to me that you guys will drive 145 miles to serve lunch. You know, it's one thing, you know, to bring a pot of baked beans to the BRB, but it's a hell of another thing to drive 3 hours or more.
Well, I don't think Domino's delivers out there.
No.
Well, we could try.
Yeah, well, I don't think they want to deliver out
there. Is there a cell signal? You know, I have the BlackBerry, and I could text in my order. Mm. I'm a high class now.
It may not work out there.
Well, that's what I said. Problem. Or a cell tower somewhere close, just in case. But no, I mean, it's what we do. It's what it's all about.
I know. But so after doing all the other things that you do, you take that on, too, and I think it's a marvelous thing.
Well, like I've always said, honey, until people stop dying for reasons beyond their control, then we got to keep doing what we do.
Yeah. Now, you've got do you have some new members or some new pledges?
We do have a couple of new pledges. We have Mr. Chris Philby and Mr. Edward Smith are in the process of pledging right now. So.
Fabulous. So what does it mean to pledge?
Basically, it's a 3-month trial period to get people who are interested in the organization. Gives them a chance to kind of get to know us and us kind of get to know them and what the involvement they want. You know,
so, in other words, they have to be your slave for 3 months?
No, actually, Stephen's slave for 3 months. They have to hold his kilt up.
Ooh.
You know.
That's a job?
Yeah.
More
so,
like
I'll get your application tomorrow. Is that what you told me?
Those aren't just dart stains on that flat kilt.
Hey, ooh. I can take care of that. Oh, boy.
Gives a whole new meaning to shout. oh, my goodness. See, whew. I walk in from a bar after an innocent, sweet show and look what I walk into. That's true. It was Jeannie LaRue and I. There was nothing innocent and sweet about that.
No. You two together? Oh, my God.
Photo map.
Second only to you and Regina together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's do that again. I'm telling you, we should have, like, at least once a month, the Regina and Lillian show.
Because yeah, Lord knows Jimmy's heart can't take more than once.
I was here refereeing two of them just a couple of weeks ago. Woo-wee.
But I had to find out, were they real or not real?
Yeah.
I got tired of answering that question for her. So I'm like, let's put it on the air of the radio.
Yep.
People want to know.
They do.
Inquiring minds.
And Regina was like, what?
And after
my
hearing
palms get sweaty just thinking about it.
After hearing it about 10 times, she finally broke down and said, okay, here's the deal. So, you know, go into the archives if you still want to find
out
if they're real or not.
That's right.
They're still
there
for a little while.
It's there.
So. Yeah, actually, somebody threatened me with using those and mixing them into a song that I'm going to perform some night.
Oh.
Because, you know, I slipped in something I probably shouldn't.
He slipped a little extra information in. We always like to give you more
information. Oh, okay.
So, and, you know, there's only one thing we can't stand.
And Chris is right there with his finger.
Exactly. What is it you can't stand, you can't face?
Oh, goodness.
I just got to watch where you put those commas. Yes.
Love you, Chris.
Anyway.
I'm trying to find this damn PSA I'm supposed to play, and it ain't on the computer.
Oh. Because, you know, we've got Hatch waiting in the wings.
Screw it, I'm playing something on a prom
day. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
No, I know it.
We love Hatch.
We do love Hatch.
Our good personal friends help out with Hatch. Mm-hmm. We love you, Deb. Miss Deb.
Miss Deb Murphy.
Yes.
That's right. We can use her name. I get to see her at least once or twice a month now that GCAM has an office up there at the Cultural Center. 401 Bernard.
Oh, office. I thought that's an orifice.
Well, I have one of those there, too.
That's only when you do that glory hole plan.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
You know, you don't have any glory holes in GCAM, do you? Do you need to do any more of this?
Not yet. But I'm working on it. In fact, we're going to have glory holes.
Jimmy has quite a glory hole collection over at his house.
Actually, it's just the splinters from it.
On October 24th, there's going to be glory holes because Mr. Prime Choice, would you, is
yes,
doing a fundraiser for GCAM, which is an erotic art and object auction.
Ooh,
wow. That's going to take place in the ballroom of the Cultural Center.
That's cool.
MCC, yes. MCC is going to be transformed into an arcade.
Ooh, wow. Do you know where to put the token?
Yeah.
I start soaking those tokens in hot water now.
It's going to be a $7 admission, just like it is at all the other ones. and, you know, be in the open bar. And
they get old. They stick together.
We're going to have Tim Brooke over there to buzz you in.
Oh, Lord. Ooh, I won't say anything since he's, you know, since he works for the city now.
Yeah.
He could have me towed.
Yeah. That's why we thought we'd get him to do the buzzing
that's why
in.
I had him on speed dial. When you mouth off too much, I just call him up and say, time to tow.
Tim's a good man. Worked for Outsmart for a billion years and other places, and now works for
Seattle. Yeah, yes. So right now we are acquiring erotic art and erotic objects from different venues. We have quite a bit of already, but we're always looking for more.
Oh, that's cool.
So we've got auctioneers, and we're going to have some stuff is going to be a silent auction, and some is going to be a regular auction.
Cool. Maybe we can find something. Yeah,
we are going to have go-go dancers.
In kilts?
Probably less.
Maybe donate a few jock straps from the past.
Yeah. Really old ones.
Ones that can stand on their own.
I feel like those iron skillets. Once you season them right, you never have to wash them.
Hooey. Sort of like that. Sort of like that.
Is that too much information for
them? Like, that was a little bunch.
Love you. That was a good one from
sort of like that underwear Boo Boo was modeling one time over at Tony's.
And we threatened about that. We talked about him.
I'm the one who forced him to do that.
Before this show, we talked about that. We need to bring, because Boo Boo is not only president.
Poor old Boo Boo.
Also,
you know, he got roped into wearing the underwear. He didn't realize it was see through. See what Lillian did to you? Sue him?
She's like that. She's really evil. But yeah, actually, I have those. So maybe we'll give those to the auction. That would be cool.
That would be fabulous.
Daddy of Montrose underwear.
There you go.
Ken Clark had where he had the jock auction.
I got $500 for Boo Boo to wear that. So what the hell?
Hey, yeah, that's right.
And got an extra model. Somebody from the crowd. He's
a shower.
On occasion.
Anyway.
If you touch the right button.
Yeah, I think we've got
Speaking of buttons, I think Chris is wanting to push one right now. So,
once again, if I could wrap this up, if you need any rent utility assistance and you have AIDS, you have to have a medical diagnosis from your doctor, and you have to be on disability, you can go to colt45s.org or give us a call, 713-526-6078. But best is go to colt45s.org. We have links to our application that you or your case management worker can get, as well as we can take your emails at atf@colt45s.org. So please give us a call.
Fabulous. Thanks for being here, both you guys. Stay tuned for Hatch. They're up next.
It's at the top of the hour. It's time for our PSAs, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This year, an estimated 13,300 men will die from prostate cancer in Texas. I'm David Wallace, Mayor of Sugarland. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, along with the National Prostate Cancer Coalition and AstraZeneca, want men over age 40, especially African Americans, to ask about early detection. Call 1-888-245-9455 or visit prostateinfo.com or pcacoalition.org.
Go red any way you want. Eat red apples, cherries, tomatoes. Ride a red bicycle. Leave red kisses on someone's cheek. Wear a red scarf. Laugh so hard your face turns red. But whatever you do, do it for your heart. Go red from the inside out. Take a moment every day and put your hand on your heart. Make a promise to yourself to be heart healthy, to eat well, to exercise, to know your personal risk factors. The American Heart Association wants you to make red the color of an active life. Take a moment and go red in your own fashion. Go red for women. Love your heart. Go red today. Visit goredforwomen.org or call 1-888-MY-HEART.
You're listening to After Hours.
Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Coming up after this music break, it's Hatch.
I'm
Hey, there we go. Let me start it again with the microphone actually turned on. From the soundtrack from the movie Camp Here Where I Stand. One of the songs I really love. And in the studio at this time, now we have the Hatch Group.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome. I'll make sure all the mics are... Okay. Remember, speak loudly and clearly so everyone can hear you.
Hello.
And now I'm turning it over to y'all.
Hey, I guess we should introduce ourselves. I'm Lakia.
I'm Cody.
Vicky.
Alex.
Josh.
Ashley.
Jessica.
I'm Brendan in the corner.
He's the facilitator man. And this is Hatch. Before we get started, I guess we should go over some stuff about Hatch. Do you want to do it, Josh, or you want me to do it?
Either way, it doesn't matter to me. I was like, I have the number. The number is very handy. Well, if you didn't know, Hatch is a local GLBT group for teens between the ages of 13 to 21. You have to be below the age of 21 to be a part of Hatch. And once you reach 21, you hatch out, as we like to say. We offer support groups for transgender people, and we also offer support groups on Monday and... not Monday. Why am I thinking Monday?
Tuesday.
We offer our support groups on Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday.
As well as activities.
As well as many different activities.
Loads of fun.
Mm-hmm. And the number to Hatch is 713-529-3590, and I'll repeat it one more time. And the number is 713-529-3590.
You can also catch us at www.hatchyouth.org.
Or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/hatchyouth.
Ew. Or you can just Google Hatch and we'll pop up.
We're also on MySpace and Yahoo and Facebook, which is very odd. But we're
apparently Twitter makes us official.
Mm. Yes, yes, apparently.
Nobody unless you Twitter.
Nobody.
I don't Twitter.
I don't Twitter, apparently.
I think the word is tweet.
Oh, tweet?
I think
I do not tweet.
I don't tweet. I don't send tweets.
I don't know what
kids... I don't know. I don't...
Yes, you tweet on Twitter.
You tweet on Twitter, okay.
Okay, we're just verifying.
I think it's all gross.
What's our topic for today, Lucia?
Our topic for today is school and going back to school and school experiences and that kind of thing, because it's August and it's about that time.
Hmm, interesting.
I know, everybody's excited.
Whoa.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
I'm excited. I'm worried more than excited, but...
kind of anxious.
They're not going to send you back to middle school.
Even though you look like you belong there.
People who are on the radio obviously can't see me. I'm about 5 feet tall, so... and I look like I'm about 12.
He's cute.
He's bite-sized.
Oh.
Fun size, maybe?
Fun size?
Fun size.
Fun size. Fun there size. We go.
No biting, lots of fun.
All right, you should get that on a shirt, man. That'd be fun.
So, school...
School, man. I'm psyched. I'm about to go to my second year of HCC.
What?
Yeah.
See, I'm about to go back to school. I graduated like 2.5 years ago from high school, and I'm about to go into HCC for the first time. And I'm worried going back to school. Probably the West Loop campus.
Cool.
So, awesome. Cool.
What are you worried about?
I have different worries, sort of that I'm not going to be able to be like get back into the whole routine of studying, because I never studied. I went to this private school. We didn't have homework, so I mean, I had really easy high school age. Mm-hmm. So I don't have good study skills, and I'm not all that social, so I don't really like it a lot.
Well, that's cool, because HEC, you don't have to be terribly social. Like, pretty much everyone who goes there is there, like, in their spare time after work, you know, in between picking up their kids or in between things. Like, they really don't even care about socializing and school spirit or anything. I mean, it's a great school and stuff.
Don't
it's
care
just,
about our school.
There's a significantly, like, less sense of community than if you, like, go to a university or whatever, so... Mm.
But then again, it's partially because there is no online on campus living. So
yeah,
I think I made all of one friend at HCC. That was Richard. One friend. Look where that took me.
Well,
yeah, I made like 10. I was like, hey, how you doing?
Well, and then there's also, I mean, I think as a member of the GLBT community, there's always a little bit more stress returning to an like school than there is otherwise. I mean, there's kind of the, you know, my teachers and my, what are people going to think about me? And I mean, so I'm transgender, so I also have the name problem because my legal name isn't yet changed. So it's just, I'm just apprehensive about returning to kind of that environment with lots of other people, you know. I've kind of got to live in my own world for the last 2 years, so.
Time to step out of the box.
Oh, so scared.
It'll be fine, Cody.
I hope so.
I mean, there's stuff you can do. Like, usually, a lot of professors, like, people have very interesting names here in Houston, so they'll just go by your last name, probably, and then, like, even if they, like, say your first name, like, you can approach them and be like, hey, can you, you know, refer to me by this name, and I don't know, like, at HCC, they give you, like, this huge packet, like, every class gives you, like, this list of, like
syllabus and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, it has all these things, like, you know, if there's anything we can do to make the learning experience better, you know, let us know, and so.
Well, that's good.
Definitely shouldn't be afraid to be, let them know what's up.
And I showed up to public events and drag, so I don't think.
I think I'll be safe.
Well, that's essential, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't go to Stafford.
No, no.
Doing all that.
Oh no, no. I used to live there. I know what you mean.
That's
I live
down like the street from your
down
house,
down the
man.
Street from said school.
So.
I'm kind of nervous about going because I just transferred to HCC, so I don't know what to expect and with a full course load, you know.
I don't know, I'm only starting out with like two classes, so I can get back into the.
Oh, then you should be fine.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good idea.
Because then I know I can take, you know, if I want to next semester, I can take like 3, or I can take the full 4, and then I can make up what I did in summer school.
Although in the spring semester, people tend to get lazy.
I'm always lazy. So if I can do 2 classes lazy, then you can tack on a 3rd. I should be okay. I don't exert myself too hard. Life's short. Enjoy.
Good sentiments.
Can you dig it?
I can. I shall dig it.
It's all gone.
Yeah, I know. I'm thirsty. Sorry. What about you, Alex?
Way to put me on the spot.
That's the spot. Stand right there.
I'm nervous about school, sure, yeah. Because... first year of college, yay. HCC Central. Gotta love it. I've been, like, hanging out with HCC people for, like, the past year. I've been going to Outsa up at HCC, which is, like, a gay group, pretty much. And, like, I'm not even at HCC yet. It's crazy.
Well, then you'll have, like, good... I guess not connections when you get to school, but you'll at least know people.
You'll be familiar
you
with...
You got you a posse.
Be familiar posse. With the institution.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's how my grandpa says it. He told me to take a tour of my HCC so I'd be familiar with the institution. And I'm like, it's a school.
Dude, seriously, that's not like... that's not a bad idea because...
Yeah, so then I know where things are.
Just when knowing what buildings to go to.
Yeah, because Central Campus, if you're going to Central Campus, is huge. Like, there are so many buildings, like, I got lost.
Well, see, I was going to go to the West Loop, and it's basically, like, one huge building.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when I was, like, registering for classes, I have, like, one building that's in the Fine Arts building, and the rest of my classes are in the Sanjak building. I'm like, I am not walking to a different building for each class. I'm entirely too lazy.
See, I guess we're on the same level, sort of. Should make sure that happens for me. Hey, I'm lazy. I want Lakia's plan.
Get you drive over a whole 1 minute to that next
moment. That's entirely too much. I don't even think rollerblades. Just get her a scooter. Like, I'm going.
Fold it up, put it in your backpack. Yeah. You good.
They had those razors back then, remember?
Right?
I got one of those for Christmas. I got one for Christmas and then I broke it.
I was like, I don't like you. And I threw it on
my
the
razor
top.
Broke
they were
me,
not
man.
Very sturdy.
No, especially for a built individual.
So let's talk more about school. What more is there to say about school?
I have no idea. Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, we're all going to college.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nobody here is in high school.
No. Ooh. High school sucked.
High school.
Dude, high school.
I don't.
Freaking sucks, man.
High school was not fun.
I can't even comment on high school. I was homeschooled.
Well, you really? Were just lucky.
I know I was unlucky.
I was private school, and I was lucky.
Be like, I liked high school. I'm like, y'all complain about it.
I liked high school as far as, I mean, when I was in the private school, mm-hmm. It was really good. But
it's just a lot of drama.
That, and it was, for me, like, we didn't have really homework or do a whole lot. I mean, there's 60 kids in my whole school, so I'm just kind of sad.
Wow. That's a whole 1% of my school.
I had homework every day. Didn't do not one bit of it.
Middle
look
school.
Look where it got you.
Middle school was
I
tough.
I graduated.
You did.
Middle school sucked. Middle school was tough. You
middle
beat
school.
Up and picked
man,
on.
Man, seriously though. Middle school. Shut up. Middle school sucked, man. Not as high school was way better than middle school.
See,
but.
I think the farther into education that you get, the better experiences mm-hmm. you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
More, not even just because of, you know, like, the academics. I think that all around, that's mostly kind of general. Like, it's pretty much the same most places that you're going to go, but as far mm-hmm. as the people, you know, the student body, your peers, I mean, the older you get, the more individual you are,
mm-hmm.
and the less problems there seem to be with being that individual.
Indeed.
I think it has a little to do with, like, the less herded that you are, because, like, that's in middle school, everyone's, like, treated exactly
right.
the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do have, like, gifted programs, but, like, the further you go, the more electives you get, the more you get to branch away from, like, okay, those people are dumb, and that's why they're in a lower English class, or whatever, and
man.
Just more options.
I would take those extra hard classes just so I wouldn't be stuck with the dumb people.
I took a different approach. I just skipped class. which we are not condoning.
At all. No. Go to school. School's good for
please
you.
Please do.
I skipped class. Got truancy. Mm.
That's what I did that too back in middle school.
Fun.
No. But yeah, I would take those extra hard classes. Mm. And then I'd end up failing. I'd be like, oh, guess I gotta pay attention now. Well, or stop cheating.
That and I think there's more resources the higher into education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're in middle school, it's kind of like, I don't understand. You ask your mom for help or your dad for help.
And then when you get to high school and you're like, Mom, what's this trigonometry? Can you explain this trigonometry problem to me?
Nope.
What is that?
Ask your father.
Go ask your dad.
He don't know it either. He didn't
graduate
college.
Ask your mom.
I just asked.
Mom's like, Google it. Why you think we got you the internet? Not for MySpace.
What are you doing on MySpace? You're supposed to be doing schoolwork. I'm asking people.
It's a sociology project.
Multitask.
My mother never believed in that. She'd had that parental lock on till like 8 o'clock.
Oh,
Google
no.
and math.com. That was what I was told to do.
See, when internet created tabs, I would switch tabs as soon as my mom came up behind me. What you doing?
Right.
Algebra.
Online?
Yes. Yes.
That's the best way.
We have gone up with the times.
Mm-hmm. Remember I used to use that Yahoo Answers? What does this mean? Can you answer my homework for me? And people would actually respond, and I'd get my homework done. They were all wrong.
Well,
that's just because I was lazy. And I had a crazy teacher.
So what we've learned is don't be lazy. The internet is not always honest.
Right, and don't skip school.
And don't skip school. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Main rules.
We made quick time of that.
I know, right? We're good at this, man.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Give you your bullet points for the lesson. Take notes and all.
We just heard an echo of ourselves, and it was weird. I'm obnoxious sounding.
We all know you
shut
are,
up.
Sweetie.
Shut. Silence yourself. So, does anybody have any like really interesting high school stories to share?
I thought we discussed one earlier.
You and I discussed one.
Would you like to share?
I suppose. I mean, since you're going to call me out like that.
There's the spot.
It's seriously not interesting at all.
No, but it has to do with our community.
I was trying to start a GSA at my school, and I went to school in Clarksville, Tennessee. And nobody knows where that is because it's not important where it is. Anyway, I tried to start a GSA at my school.
What's a GSA?
A gay straight alliance.
Ooh.
Okay. I wanted to align myself with the straight people.
We're having that.
I just wanted to find the rest of the gay kids, actually, is what it was, because they're hard to find.
That's usually what it always is. I mean, when you go to a GSA, there's really not that many straight people there.
Yeah, I just want to find the queers. But, so I got the student handbook, and the student handbook's like, you have to get a faculty advisor, and you need to get a petition, and all this other stuff. And I was like, a petition? I could do that. And so I, like, went home and printed out, like, a bunch of, like, numbers with line next to them, because I was going to walk around and get people to sign. I was like, I guess 100 signatures will do. And so I was, like, getting people to sign my little thing to get a GSA at our school. And one very flamboyantly gay young man, he's like, I'll get you some signatures. And he took it from me, and he was just walking up and down the lunchroom, going from table to table, getting, like, signatures. And I was like, cool, I'll have a GSA by the end of the week. And apparently, one of the assistant principals didn't like that, and they called him into the office. He's like, well, it's not my position, it's Lakia's. And so I got called to the office, and they were like, are you responsible for this? And I was like, yes.
Why?
What's wrong? And they're like, well, you're causing a disturbance and all this other stuff. And I was like, I was just trying to do what the book said. And he's like, show it to me. And I showed him in the book, like, see, you need a petition. And he's like, oh, well, that's not what they were talking about. And he pulls out this this paper that says petition to start new club. And it's just like a form you got to fill out. And I was like, oh, okay. And I reached for it, and he just put it back on his desk. And he's like, well, since you already caused so much trouble, we're going to, you know, cease and desist this plan. You can try again next semester, maybe next school year. I was like, dude, why can't you just give me the paper and I try again? Like, I was so irritated because, like, seriously, had somebody else, like, tried to make a freaking book club, he would have just gave them a piece of paper.
Right.
Well, I was irritated.
To me, it seems, like, really, just, like, hypocritical. I mean, like, they're allowed to have, like, you're allowed to have religious groups in school. Like, you're allowed to have, like, the Catholics club and the Jewish club and all that kind
of
stuff. But if we want to start a GSA,
mm-hmm.
that's not protected.
And honestly, the only reason I invited the straight kids was so I wouldn't be all inclusive. Like, I guess I'll invite them. And dude, like,
the only equal club around.
You know,
you don't have to like drama or reading or be Jewish. You just gotta be gay or straight.
That's
very simple.
Everybody can join. And it's so weird, because, like, at my school, they had, like, not at my school, but in our school district, like, this one teacher, she got in trouble because, like, she had this after-school thing about, like, Wicca, and she was, like, it wasn't like she was teaching it to people. She was, like, teaching them about something regarding it, and, like, some parents got mad because, like, she shouldn't be able to teach that. I was like, really? Because they have, like, an FCA at our school, a Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and that's a freaking club where they sit there and pray and preach and stuff, but she can't teach them from a textbook about, you know,
another religion in the Constitution. Freedom of religion.
It's public school. I hate public school.
Yeah,
public
school
sucks. That's why I went to private school.
Is that why, Cody?
Well, we didn't have any clubs. We didn't have any sports. We had nap time.
You did.
We had a nap class. It was 45 minutes.
They called that, what was that?
Homeroom?
Advisory.
Study hall.
That's sleep time, but then I would get popped on the back of the head by my old study hall teacher.
We had naps. Yeah. It was a nap class. Everybody had a nap class, right? It was either, you either had the right before lunch or the right after lunch nap.
I want that right after lunch.
Right after lunch is so much better.
Right after lunch nap.
We
had advisory and study hall. And I had study hall first period. And me and like a bunch of the band kids just went down to the band hall and bothered Carter freshman year.
That was funny.
That was great times. Were you there?
No, but I would skip.
Okay, I recall your
don't
face.
Skip school.
Don't skip school, but I would sit there like, let's see, what did I had English first period.
Cool.
And I would,
Who'd you have?
Some special lady.
Mm.
But like I wouldn't do my assignment, so I'd sit like in between the practice rooms and I'd hear y'all in there. I'm like, oh, I don't want them to know that I'm over here skipping class, trying to do my homework.
Carter wouldn't tell anybody to leave.
Wait, you skipped class to do homework?
That's not the point of skipping.
And I slept.
When you get to college,
you skipped class to do homework.
When you get to college, you don't go to freaking geography if you have chem homework.
No.
You gotta follow your priorities.
Mm-hmm. How hard is the homework?
It depends
on
the class.
On your class.
And your professor.
Huh.
Like, if you have English, they're gonna tell you to write.
Well, I enjoy writing.
Well, then you
will
be very good.
I was thinking
English.
About taking, like, an English and then, like, an easy science.
And there ain't no easy science.
There ain't no easy science.
Well, what's the easiest science?
General zoology.
General zoology?
Yes, it is. That is the easiest science class.
That won't really
because
go toward
you will not have... You will have labs, but your lab will be going out and seeing zoology.
Look at this anteater.
It's eating ants.
Which I don't even understand why I have to pay to use the lab when...
Well, everybody, even if you're not even taking a science, you have to pay to use a lab.
That's ridiculous, because that's like an extra $136. Well, I saw the activity stream, $136 for lab.
Well, you see, all the money they charge you, it goes to this big fund, and then that fund just dishes out money to a bunch of other groups. That's like how I was telling you
like
about
taxes.
The DC trip, how they were going to pay us all that money mm-hmm. to go. That's where that's coming from.
That's too much money. I could use that money for other things, like books. That's not even including books.
Man.
No, I just got a new job at a college bookstore right before college starts.
Really?
I get a 30% discount.
He won't marry me.
You
want to
hook
me
up?
He won't marry me.
No, only immediate family. I already turned the Kia down for marriage just to get my discount. I'm sorry. I have to turn you down too.
Vicky, you want to get married?
She didn't even get down on one knee to propose. I'm very upset.
I can make you a nice ring out of this.
Over the
used
radio. This
paper.
Is so impersonal.
Hey,
will you marry me, Cody?
You want to get married?
No.
We'd be like the first gay marriage in Texas.
On the radio.
Wouldn't that be swell?
I'll clean the house
be
and
the
do
first
your
gay
dishes?
Marriage?
Yeah, because you're kind of queer and I'm kind of queer.
But if you got married.
But we'd be. That'd be a straight marriage.
But we're gay.
No. If me and Cody got married,
that'd be a game.
That would
be. But he doesn't clean.
That's extra gay.
I do clean. And do
I don't clean.
And clean
I do clean.
And vacuum and sweep.
I don't do windows.
I do the windows.
That snap for
I'll clean your windows.
Don't do windows. And I don't babysit.
I love babysitting.
You want to babysit some children?
That's actually a really good job when you're in school, babysitting, because it's like, go in that corner while I do my homework.
What did
it's
I do
It's actually
wrong?
Really fun.
I gave up babysitting after like 3 months. I couldn't. I used to babysit these three boys. They were 4, 6, and 8.
Oh, you got a nice set right there.
Oh, if you like to be pummeled and wrestled with and climbed on all day.
Tell me how I was 15 babysitting an 18-year-old.
What?
How does that work?
It was a family of 10 children, and I babysat all 10 of them.
See,
big check, great money, but the oldest one was 18. And I was like,
how did that go?
Did you
over?
Have to make him dinner?
I ordered them pizza.
Did you tell him to do his homework?
I did tell him to do his homework.
Do your homework, you old person.
And help me with mine.
And help me with mine. Do my homework.
I'm going to tell your mother on you. What's she going to do?
That's
I'm 18.
That's disturbing.
I locked him out of the house once with the dog. No, they got into the... They went into the kitchen and started throwing cereal and stuff at each other.
That's a party.
And so I was like, go outside and play with the dog. And so they went outside and I locked him out. I don't babysit anymore. Don't worry. I'm not going to come and try and, like, lock your kids outside.
Yeah, I was going to be like, people, lock up your kids. Cody's coming. Cody's coming.
Lock them up before Cody can.
Oh, they're already ready for me to babysit. I just got to turn the TV on. Chill.
TV's great.
Yeah, TV's good. TV can steal your soul, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice living without a TV.
Yeah, we don't have television. Vicky and I we live together and we have no television.
It's you have television, you just don't have cable.
No, we don't have television. Yeah,
what happened to your television?
We have a television, like we have a television set.
Yeah. That's
what we don't get any television shows on said television set.
That's why there's internet.
That's why
we do get Telemundo.
That's why
we get three
cable.
Channels of Telemundo.
That's why I say cable.
Have you learned anything?
No.
No.
We don't watch it.
I've learned that there's a lot of drama on Telemundo.
There's a lot of women.
And they do the weather like every 6 minutes.
So many.
Really?
It's important. But
during soccer, they go, goal!
But also, when you're watching the soap operas, remember they have half-naked women and half-naked men.
They do, and all their commercials are very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Won't even know what the product is. It's like, mch, 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 with some, like, lady in a red dress, and she's like, ah. And then, like, the last 10 seconds, she's like, Pepsi. And that's the whole commercial.
Dude, sometimes I get that, like, flipping through Outsmart, I'll be like, what is this naked man selling? Dentistry?
Can I come to the dentist like that in my tidy whiteies? No, I think they'd
send me. And then there's like
home.
Another naked man. What is he advertising? Glasses?
I wasn't looking
That's
at the glasses
not what
at
I was
all.
Looking at all.
Glasses is not my whole outfit like that. Sorry.
If we went outside like that, we'd get arrested.
Right. You'd really notice the glasses in that outfit. I think that's why they do it.
Or you're really, really white, no tidy white.
Maybe.
That's why there's no distraction from the glasses. It's just product placement. Yeah.
No,
not like, ooh, who makes that shirt?
just the glasses.
It's like yeah, I wonder who touches him at night. It's actually what I was thinking. No, well, glasses was a no.
Isn't it shocking that when you're going, what is he advertising? So what he's wearing is actually what he's advertising.
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh, or the invisible.
Yes.
Invisible condom commercial. It's like, there's nothing there.
That was refreshing.
Condom. Ew.
So, I feel like we've strayed very far from our topic.
It happens.
Yes, we have.
It happens.
It does happen. There's really not a whole lot to say about school.
School's fun.
School is school.
I'm pretty psyched about spring semester.
You want to go school shopping?
I do.
School shopping. I don't have any money to go school shopping.
Yeah, we can all
Walmart
share.
Walmart has some
books.
Nice 10-cent things of paper.
Ah.
I do like paper.
That 50-cent
thing. Do they have pencils?
Nothing like the smell of fresh loose leaf. I just...
Wide rule or college rule?
College rule, man!
We
was that even
students?
A question?
I mean, hello.
We don't need that wide rule.
Whatever floats your boat.
That I takes up fair. A lot of space. You're wasting
or do you,
trees.
Do you need, like, the elementary school with the lines in the middle?
That stuff's fun.
Practice your cursive letters.
Heck yeah, man.
Big B.
Little.
Huge B.
You know what's funny? When you go back to those things and they teach you how to do it, it's like, wow, my cursive is not like that at all.
No. The way that they teach you to write cursive and the way you end up writing your cursive,
it's
nothing the same.
It's
or no one even writes cursive the same way. Everyone has their own special K and their own special
like
G.
Like cereal. No, it was funny.
And it's
like,
delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to plug the cereal.
Dang.
I remember when I came over here from California, I would be writing, and my teacher's like, that's not how you do your T's. You're supposed to have, like, a little swiggle under it. Like, you're supposed to loop it, apparently. Or an L. She was, like, telling me that I was doing that wrong.
I don't even write in cursive.
What was that handwriting they taught us right before cursive? Like, it was just really loopy. Do y'all remember that?
I didn't take
calligraphy. Maybe it was just me.
Calligraphy is hard. I did that in art.
I didn't take Old English or wing bats or none of that.
Although it's interesting, calligraphy
is bad.
I could write in Elvish, but I taught myself that.
Oh, Cody.
They don't have class for that.
No,
Cody.
They don't.
Only Cody.
Maybe you should be a professor of Elvish.
They do have a Klingon class that you can take.
Seriously?
At the I went to the Star Wars... Or not the Star... Oh, I'm in trouble. The Star Trek convention.
Oh.
And, yes. In 2006, and I... I didn't take the Klingon class, but they had a 3-day class to teach you Klingon, and I was very intrigued.
My dad knows Klingon.
Your father knows
Klingon?
Yes,
my father
knows. Is he white and nerdy?
You're too far from the microphone.
I'm talking to you.
We're on a personal conversation.
His father knows.
Houston, she's not talking to you.
At all.
Nope.
Step back.
Wow.
Give me 50 feet.
You're in Houston. I think you need to leave to get 50 feet.
Biggie owns it now. Biggieville.
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 Ew. Speaking of Vickyville, though, and other places, anyone ever had to transfer, like, from a different state to a school?
No.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
It is really hard.
That really sucks.
I didn't go to school for, like, a year, because I was in Canada, and they wouldn't... I didn't pay taxes in Canada, so they wouldn't let me do public schooling in Canada. So, because you have to wait, like, a certain amount of time, or you have to pay all this money and stuff.
Wow.
So,
that sounds like college.
Yeah, sort of. But so I missed like a whole year of school because I was in a different
country. What year did you graduate in?
I graduated in 2007.
Really?
But wow. I graduated quickly.
I didn't know that. I totally thought you were 08.
Mm-hmm. 07.
08?
08?
07?
No, that's why I went to private school so that I could make up. I did high school in like 2.5 years. Cool. And I finished middle school too.
And they called you stupid.
Right? That's a earlier joke.
Shout out to Beth's mom.
Hello.
Cody is not stupid.
I'm quite intelligent. They learned me real well.
Oh, Cody.
But back to transferring. I had to transfer a lot. I had to transfer like every 3 years.
Wow.
Poor thing.
Which really
Army
sucks.
It's not fun. It's very sad. I had a best friend. Her name was Gina. And I remember when I moved to Texas after I transferred from California, I wrote her a letter. And then I realized I didn't have her address.
So, Gina, if you're listening,
hit me up.
I'm on Facebook.
Hit up
Facebook
Ashley on the flip
on
side.
Twitter.
It was just so sad. And then I gave it to my mom, and I was like, this is a letter for Gina. She was like, oh, where's her address? I was like, I thought if I just put it in the mailbox, they would know who I was talking about.
Wow.
That's precious.
I moved schools a lot, too. I mean, I wasn't an Army brat. I was just... My mom just liked to move a lot, so I spent 3 hours in school once at an elementary. I was like second grade, and like halfway through lunch, they called me and we moved again. It's like my first day of school.
Holy crap, that sucks.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
The longest I've been in the shortest amount of time I've been in a school was a week.
Yeah, 3 hours.
That's pretty intense, man.
The longest I spent at one school was 2.5 years for high school, and that was...
I went to a school was high school. I moved there the middle of my freshman year, and I graduated there. Mm. So that was the longest
was
I went
so
to a school.
Sad. Yeah. We both left that year.
Dude, it's really weird. Like, me and Ashley, we went to middle school together, and we went to high school together. We went to George Bush High School, and we both left, like, at the beginning of second semester.
You went to George Bush High School?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I bet you feel awful now.
I laugh about it, and I cry about it. It's named after the first Bush, not the second one. I don't
opened in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we both moved second semester, and we both moved back to Houston, like, last year.
Is it weird to think that maybe there'll be, like, an Obama High School?
They're building it right now.
They're building an Obama High School?
Probably.
You can't build any public monument or any name high school after anybody until 4 years after they've been out of the presidency.
Well, they're already making the blueprints.
Yeah.
I bet there ain't gonna be no George W.
No, I'm pretty dang sure there won't be any George W. High school. I don't know.
Shucks.
People who are censored.
We say that when we're on the radio.
People who are censored.
People who are censored.
Yeah, I'm touching you.
Do you like it?
Ooh. Hey, now.
Wow.
School.
Whatever you do, your own private. Your
own the radio.
On the radio, not so much.
Look, it's engineered to the exact specifications of championship athletes. Which one? Which one is this one modeled after?
An extra large one. That's what it says.
That's just in case Houston was wondering.
But we're talking about a shirt.
Yeah,
it's a jersey.
Yeah, which athletes are these engineered to?
Why?
I wasn't there.
This thing is older.
I feel weird now. Than
a I wore this in middle school. Every time I wear it, she makes a point to say, you know, you wore that in middle school.
Is that like your lucky jersey? Or?
No, dude, it just fits still. I ain't picky.
See, I'm that way with pants. Like, I don't own that many pairs of pants. I can't find anything that fits me. As I said earlier, I'm about 5 feet tall. I weigh under 100 pounds. I'm a tiny little fool.
He's cute. I'm just this precious.
Don't be putting bows in my hair. Calling me Fifi. That's not great. I'm not a chihuahua.
This is not the movie, y'all.
No, it's not.
What
movie?
They had a Beverly Hills
Chihuahua.
Ew. The talking dogs.
It was scary.
Was George Lopez in that movie?
Yes.
I think so. If not, he should have been.
No, he was. I think he was George German Lopez Shepherd.
Oh, Jorge Lopez.
Why do I know that movie? Oh, I watched a double feature of it.
Good old double feature.
I didn't pay for it, though.
Get you every time.
Yeah, I had to put up through G-Force for a double feature the other day.
Really? Was it cute?
Was it good? Everybody said
it was. I kind of want to see it.
Oh,
it was a good family film. I mean, but it was made by Jerry Bruckheimer, which I thought was very strange. I mean, the guy that does, like, CSI and all of those kind of fast action television shows, doing a children's
fast
movie with
fast action
hamsters and guinea pigs.
That's why it's G.
There's a guinea pig, and then there's a
three hamsters that tell people.
There
to poop
are
on
like
the
four
hand.
Guinea pigs,
and there's a cockroach.
A
la cucaracha.
Secret agent La Cucaracha.
See.
Si, senor.
Once again, we have strayed off topic.
I mean, shucks.
Is there anything else about school that we want to
touch
on?
School's not that interesting. I like school and all, but
there's nothing I want to touch on.
Nothing you want to touch on?
Nothing I want to touch on in school.
What? You sure?
I don't know. I mean, there's this girl in the front row.
Is there a girl in the front row?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There cute could people be. At there school.
Oh, my goodness.
Go
to ATC, but I was walking around the campus.
I'm a little glad to return to school. My dating pool will vastly expand again.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
That's why I'm excited for you to start school. So my dating pool.
Oh, man.
Just so that you can go to the parties that I go to.
Shout out.
And your dating pool vicariously expands.
It's hilarious because Vicky is like one of the two straight people in here.
If she ever goes lesbian,
Cody will steal her girlfriend.
I mean, I thought you were slightly jagged.
I've already told her. She said the other day, she's like, I think I might be a lesbian. And I'm like, just watch out, because I'm probably going to sleep with all your girlfriends.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then she said she'd do the same.
Oh, but I did
the
same. What was Beth's mom talking about earlier?
What? Stupidity.
Oh, no, yes. I'm not stupid. I'm very smart.
And what was, the other one?
Oh. No.
We can't say that.
We can't say that word on the radio.
No, but I was just making.
And that's not true either.
We're getting looked at.
That's not true either.
Hey.
How you doing?
Slightly back to cute-ish people. I'm going to make a shameful plug for HEC's first queer club, OUTSA.
This is going to be
our first real full school year. It's really awesome club. If you go to HEC, you should totally check it out.
And if you don't,
do they
like
have
I
it
did,
at all the different campuses?
They only have it at Central right now.
Oh, blasphemy.
It is blasphemy. It's horrible.
I'm feeling so... I might have to go to Central now. I just don't even
know.
Well,
I mean, you can stop by for a meeting. We'd love to have you.
Just go
I'm
to
sure
Central.
You would.
Okay.
Awkward silence.
Yeah. So definitely hit that up. And any queer club that your school might have, wherever you are.
We just heard
ourselves laughing. It's going to keep happening.
Or, of course, Hatch, if your school doesn't have
You should totally come to Hatch.
You should totally, totally come to Hatch.
Because then you could meet us.
Then you could meet me and see how precious I am.
Just so precious.
Precious.
Fun size.
No biting, just
no biting, just
no biting.
I was about to finish that.
Dude, I just thought of something. I will be, like, one problem. It's not really a problem, but it's, like, slightly a fear for college. Is me, like, actually living as a male in college.
Why is that a scary thought?
Well, I am trans as well.
You don't say.
I would never guess.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's your number?
You have it.
I do. It don't work.
Shut up. Hard times. But, yeah, like...
This is the recession. You don't go.
I'm pre-T, female to male transgender, and it sucks.
I feel your pain, brother.
Without T, it sucks.
See, like,
it's just...
I don't know. I was relatively lucky. I've kind of always passed, like, since
well,
I was
I've been
very
told
young,
that I passed very well.
Yeah.
You confused my mother.
The only
I
thing,
did confuse your
the
mother.
The only thing that really changes, I mean, as far as if you already passed pretty well, is that now you can grow a beard and talk low.
True.
You know.
But yeah. I pretty much just have to, like, I was told I have to just talk to my professors whenever I get them. And, like, don't call me by this name. Call me Alex. And, like, just tell them... pronouns, yeah. All that business.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I've always worried kind of about that. But as far as life experience so far has taught me, it's not been so bad. I mean, I just, like I said, I just got this new job at that college bookstore, and just at the interview, I mean, obviously it had like my legal birth name on the papers, mm-hmm. and so they were like, oh, where's this person? And I was like, oh, that's me. Just call me Cody. And then like I show up for the training, and somebody else asked me my name, and the person that I interviewed with just kind of cut it and like, oh, that's Cody, and just like handed me my name tag, and I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Nice lady.
Yeah, I just understand people may be a little baffled, but just...
Well, my birth name isn't exactly like feminine, so...
Right, you have a much better birth name than I do as far as past. Ugh.
But the funny thing is when we went to go enroll this kid in school, like, they had these questions, and it was on the computer, and it asked for his name, and it said gender, and he put unknown.
Yeah, like, it says female, male, unknown, and I was like, I'm gonna let you guess that one.
And then, so we finished the enrollment process, and it said, you're accepted, and it's like, he's accepted as an unknown, so... No professor is gonna know beforehand.
That's so true. That's awesome.
So
I didn't think about that.
It's high a five to you.
Oh, look, they're gonna be so excited. Ooh, what
I
am
have
I
to
getting?
Be like super passionate.
It's a surprise.
See, this is another reason I'm going to Central.
You should wrap yourself up in a bow whenever you get there. Be like, guess who?
Put yourself in a cake.
Oh, please don't do all that.
Have somebody roll me in.
There's
the
gotta room. Be confetti and streamers. We gotta play the party boy song.
If you want your professors to hate you on the very first day,
bring them an apple.
This is for you. Don't mind the confetti.
Let me blow that off for you.
Sorry, you I didn't mean to get it in your face.
My bad.
That's what she said.
Yeah, confetti in your eye.
Oh, Lakia.
I'm sorry.
Did you really?
I'm sorry.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Let me get that towel.
You alright?
Oh. Dude.
Well, that was much cleaner than what Lakia said, I guess.
That never made sense unless I said that. Or unless she said that.
What was I talking about?
Living male at school.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, hard. I guess
hard.
But, like, I have to be, like, super passing, though. Like, I can't, like, slip up one day.
It's not that hard.
You've like, done it for how long now, and you pull it off really well?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean... Yeah.
A couple months. A few months, actually. Mm-hmm. It's been a few months.
I don't think I've ever had anybody mistake me for a female in a long time.
Oh, I have.
Yeah. I haven't. People have actually even looked at my driver's license with my legal name and my legal letter F and then said, okay, thank you, sir, like at the post office the other day.
Yeah, I get that all the time, like from the back. They're like, thank you, ma'am. And then like through the drive-thru, I get that all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
We were at McDonald's. And then the lady is like, thank you, ma'am, drive up. And then
you do kind of sound like a lady.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a frantic, hungry person.
Frantic, hungry lady.
I'm hungry. But you want a drink.
Tacos. Hey, I'm at you. Thank you. I can't even talk like that anymore. It like screeches. It's like,
see, I can do it. Like, how y'all doing? See? Do y'all need anything else?
That's
as a server. As a server, I do that all the time. I'm like,
see, I don't.
Y'all need anything else?
I wouldn't say.
I wouldn't do that as a server.
I wait tables and I don't talk like that. I'm like, y'all need anything?
I remember I used to do that. Like,
did you get tips?
You gonna tip me? What's up? No, I'm not like that. I'm very polite.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked drive-thru, I'd put my voice up a little bit, because, like, one day I was really upset. I was having a bad day, and I was talking real low into my little microphone. They were like, thank you, sir. And I was like...
Oh, no, they didn't.
And they pull up to the window, they're like, oh, were you the lady I was talking to you? I was like, yeah, I'm a lady. I was like, as I'm trying to reach through the window to get your money, no, I'm stuck, but I'm a lady.
It was very upsetting.
And then apparently, like, the guy had talked to the other person who actually gave him his food. Mm-hmm. He was like, who's that back there? Are you sure nobody was talking for her? He was like, he was all embarrassed.
See, that's the thing, like, when you're talking through, like, machines, like a cell phone or something. Like,
it's
when I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
when I'm on the phone, like, I sound like I have a pretty low voice. But, like, when I'm, like, on the phone trying to sound professional and stuff, I'm like, hello? Yes.
Yeah, you get that kind of like twang to your voice.
You have to get it like a little
like, especially when like a job calls you.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Splendid.
My professional voice, I swear, is like a full octave higher than my actual voice. It's like, hi, what can I do for you today?
Hello.
That's
me.
Welcome
to
Build-A-Bear.
Well, that's because you have like one of those sickly sweet jobs. So you need a sickly sweet
voice. I get that when I'm on the stuff where I'm like,
you work with children all day.
How do you want your bear? Do you want it kind of hard, soft and squishy, or kind of in the middle?
That's creepy, dude.
My work voice is even worse, though. But, like, it starts to crack, too. Like, everyone who's like, working all day, their voice starts to crack. Like, can I get you anything? It's so bad.
No, but see, like, you feel like you have to do that when you're around kids, especially in their parents. You have to act like you're really nice
and friendly person.
Oh, I miss working at a bar. So much more fun.
What do you want
to
drink?
Nice. I didn't even have to be nice. It was so much fun.
You were.
Like,
you would
how
call
can I help
me.
You?
You would call me and tell me how mean you were.
I'd be like, do y'all need anything? No, good. I'm gonna just smoke. If you need something, the bar is 5 steps away. I was mean. I was horrible, but I got amazing tips. I don't know how.
You want to know why?
Because
I don't want to hear why. Because I already know.
Like
why.
I think everybody in the room knows why.
We'll tell Houston.
Thanks.
Houston, she's hot.
She's a beautiful
Shut
young
up.
Woman,
and she's Stop. Tall, and she's got a nice face.
Stop talking about me. This is weird. I don't need a date.
Tall, blonde.
She likes long walks on the beach.
We have both ends of the spectrum. We got tiny little precious guys and big Amazon women. Big, tall, blonde Amazon women.
Shut up.
Why are you looking?
I think it's funny.
The opposite ends of the spectrum.
We are, and we're like best friends. We're like twins.
Yeah. We can pull it off.
Everybody believes us. I'm like, yeah, we're twins.
They have the same face.
We were in the womb and she stole all the nutrients. That's why she's like a billion times larger.
I can see that. She stole your height.
Can you see? We look the same, though. We have the same cheeks.
We got these big, chunky faces. They're not chunky. They're just like, you know, pinchable.
Yeah. We have the
We're Y'all are adorable.
I know. I think my dad's a whore. That's what I think. I don't think I'm adorable. I think my dad slept with his mom.
Well.
Okay, then. Little family history.
Series of unfortunate events.
I think my mom would know. If she gave birth to both of us.
No, well, what I'm saying, my mom gave birth to me, your mom gave birth. That's why we look so much alike.
Wait, so you're trying to say that your father's my father?
Sure, why not?
I would be so much taller.
Not necessarily.
Your dad's like 6'4". A billion. He's so tall.
6'12".
6'4".
58.
That's but, tall.
But you could still take... Your mom's still 5 foot tall.
She's not 5 foot.
She's not
4, 8 and a half.
I was thinking that.
I know.
I've never seen your mom, see, so mom, I can't make
my
any.
My mom's 5'9". I had to be tall. Your mom's still 4'8".
All right, yeah. So sibling rivalry later.
She's 4'8". My dad was 5'3". I'm lucky to be 5 feet tall.
Yeah, you are.
Counting my blessings all day. Every inch of it.
Like Lakia. It was Lakia.
You're welcome.
Handing out blessings.
That's what I do, people.
That's why I won't drive in the same car as her.
Mm-hmm. We'll all be blessed.
That's too big a blessing. That's just like, I'm going to bless you all the way to heaven.
Not north.
Lakia likes to break stuff and call it a blessing.
And call it a blessing.
Or she likes spill to, like, stuff, draw,
or spill stuff on people's carpet.
Blue
be like, that's
Gatorade,
a blessing.
Blue on Gatorade white carpet.
On white carpet.
Just in case
don't
anyone
act like she
wondering.
Don't like to clean.
Why you speak about yourself in third person?
Cody is awesome. I'm gonna help you out.
She's talking about me saying I like her.
I know, but if we're all talking,
but didn't we find
person?
Out like a financial plan, oh, plan after that happened? She was gonna become a millionaire and sue.
True.
Yes, say, you didn't follow through.
I didn't follow through with the
you
blessing.
Didn't let it mildew.
I know.
And then like sue your apartment complex.
It's ridiculous. Right.
It was here when I got here. And I'm deathly ill.
Deathly ill.
I can't even get out of bed, but
and
I'm going to call you.
That would have made it a blessing.
I'm deathly
bless you
Ill.
Straight to heaven.
You're welcome.
Shoulda bought a Honda.
That's cute.
Okay.
Oh, man. So what were we talking about tonight?
We were supposed to be talking about school.
Man,
we already covered the basics.
Y'all are
don't
so
skip.
ADD.
We all digress.
Y'all.
Hot people.
I digress.
As you
are
too.
You the leading man?
Me?
Yes,
no.
I am.
No, Lakia is supposed to be.
Yeah, Lakia, you're. This is
I feel
your,
like I've kind of stolen the
boat.
Show.
You can do that. Shoot, shucks, man.
That's my job. That's what I always do.
Theft.
Cody committed mutiny.
Grand Theft Radio.
Mutiny.
you
committed mutiny in the booth.
Mutiny.
Whoa, what? Are we gonna kill me?
Overthrow you. That's what we've done.
Okay.
We also don't condone murder, just in case you were wondering.
We were just gonna have
here.
You walk the plank. It's fine.
Oh,
I'm
glad we're almost out of time. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Are we out of time?
Nearly. It's 2:50.
They like to tell us when we're out of time. I really don't think we are. Are
no.
we?
No, he said we could go on as...
Oh, they said we can go on as long as we want.
Well, do we have another topic that we'd like to pose?
Let's take a vote.
A vote?
Well, we don't
what?
Have any topics to vote on.
You need things to vote on.
What did everyone do this summer?
This summer?
This summer sucked! Oh my goodness.
This summer was pretty awful.
Let me have the mic for a minute, guys.
Stand on the spot right
now. I know, right?
Let's just go around the table.
Say how much our summer sucked.
My summer sucked. Would you like to know why?
Why?
I would.
Lay it on me, Alex. Tell me.
Tell me. Tell me.
My mother, after coming out to her as transgender, waited till I graduated to kick me out of the house.
Oh.
At least she waited till you graduated.
Oh, okay, that's a good thing, but I mean,
give her a little bit for that.
A little bit. Cause
what did you not see?
I'm homeless. What I mean,
I do.
But I do have loving friends.
Yes,
yes, you do.
But Jesus Christ.
It ain't got nothing to do with the situation.
You have loving friends but Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Jesus Christ is no
that
friend
sounded
of mine.
Horrible. I'm not blaspheming on the radio.
You are no friend of mine.
But after, like, immediately after I got kicked out, I got laid off of my job.
Oh.
Overstaffed. So
let
broke and homeless at the same time in Houston.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No auto.
No.
No auto.
Absolutely no vehicle.
No air conditioning.
No air conditioning. What? Why don't I have air conditioning?
He doesn't have a home.
That's what I'm concerned
baby
about.
Baby steps. This is
walk into Walgreens on the corner and get some air conditioner.
Luxuries?
These are high class problems. This air conditioning.
Be like, it's called the Metro. If you be like.
Wow.
I don't
take
have the money for the
month.
Okay. Right.
But let's hear about Ashley's summer.
Yeah, how was your summer, Ashley?
How was your summer,
Rejecting. turned down.
Right? That's okay.
I thought you were done.
I was slightly done with my story.
Please continue, Alex. I did not want the light on me at the moment. I still need to collect.
Okay, you collect while I talk about how horrible my summer has been.
Well, speak now or forever hold your peace. I mean, stop building it up. Let's go.
It just sucked. That was it.
Oh, gosh, golly, gee.
That was a mouthful.
Exactly. I wanted a finale.
I'm so glad I'm glad you have closure.
Yeah, we postponed.
I'm glad.
The rest.
Thank you for giving me closure.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm.
My love situation. You. We hope your summer gets better.
I hope you know your friend.
Not everyone gives closure, Joe. So. Go on.
Oh.
Yeah.
So horrible. Sometimes you have text message breakups.
Not listening.
So. My summer sucked. It was kind of similar to Alex's situation.
Do tell.
Except there was violence. And screaming. And words.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, seriously, in all seriousness. No, I got kicked out of my house due to verbal and physical altercations within the household. And so I left, and I stayed with my very good friend Lakia for about a month and a half. And then it went down the toilet again. Due to a recent situation, so for some reason I'm back with my mother, and it is not turning out to be well. And in the process of getting kicked out, I got this awesome, wonderful job for a good 2 weeks. And then these high school kids, which if any of y'all are listening, you need to leave.
Wow. I totally told them to listen.
Rude. I cannot.
No, but all in serious.
Did that. Oh my god.
No, it's not even like that. I mean, I love you guys to death, but I was told when I was hired by June 28th, that's the date that I was told, I would have at least 20 hours at my job.
How many hours you got?
You want to know how many hours I got in the past month and a half?
How many?
Zero.
Settle.
Hold on one moment. I need to step in. We need to do some PSAs and do a station ID here at the top of the hour. So we're going to step out for a few moments.
Alrighty.
We'll be back with Hatch. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. And unfortunately, I don't have... I didn't set these damn things up! Okay.
Yeah, you got to set them up before you open up the mic, sweetie.
Yeah, we already dealt with the prostate, so let's go to men line.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back in just a moment. Here are your PSAs. And what the hell did I set up? This button.
Aurora Picture Show joins forces with the Manil Collection to present two free outdoor screenings, Friday, July 31st and Friday, August 14th. The Manil Summer Movies in the Park series will begin with a screening of the 1952 Western film, High Noon, followed by a screening of short excerpts from some of the best-loved classic television westerns in August. These free screenings will take place outdoors in the Manil Park, 1515 Sol Ross. For information on community activities, visit KPFT's events calendar at kpft.org. KPFT Houston.
On the World Cafe, we're visited by a lot of musicians, from the latest blogger buzz bands to time-tested troubadours. The World Cafe is a place where artists come to relax and share their music over interesting conversation.
Did you realize in Texas you are considered legally married by publicly introducing a person as your husband or wife three times?
I'm David Dye. Join us on the next World Cafe.
Tune in to World Cafe weekdays at noon and visit kpft.org for a complete schedule of upcoming World Cafe guests. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, 90.1 KPFT, Houston.
And now we return to Hatch, already in progress.
Thank you.
Hey.
What up?
But, yeah, as I was saying before, you know, we cut off. And, I've got 0 hours because of overstaff because of the high school kids, which I love y'all to death.
No, she don't.
But y'all need to leave.
Liar.
And so, yeah, overstaffing means no hours, which means no income. And when you have no home and no income,
You got kind no of options.
Tell me about it.
I know. It's sad. And then in the process of all that, some other family issues happened, which really got me down in the dumps. And then a friend of mine left, and I was a little upset. And then we brought him back.
Poo.
And
poo.
And then another friend left. So it's been.
I'm sorry, your summer sucks.
Me too. I've like out of all the summers I've had boring summers. I've had, you know, lame summers. I've had somewhat exciting summers. I have never had such a worse summer in my life.
I think it's ever. I don't think it has to just do with this summer. I mean, look at us. We're all about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had a crap summer. Mm-hmm. I think that has a little something to say about just this year
this
in a person's
year.
Life versus, you know, just this summer.
Yeah.
It's we're all what, 18 or 19?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let's just say, if you're not yet 18 or 19, expect a crap summer.
Yeah.
Prepare.
In the year of 18 and or 19.
Make some nice plans.
Right.
Plan ahead.
Make sure you have a job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely job.
And a place
Maybe
to
two.
Live.
Oh, a place to live.
Try not to lose plan. That.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
valuable.
It is. Like, invaluable.
Summer after senior year wasn't that bad. It was pretty cool. I got some pretty cool stuff going on, but this summer sucked for me.
Tell us all about it, Lakia.
I'll tell you.
Lay it on me thick.
See, my two homeboys got homeless.
Hey.
And me having a home, I was like, come live in my bed. Well, that stopped being okay for the both of them being there. So just this one was there. I'm pointing at Ashley. just Ashley was there, and then a situation went down with my ex that was black, and then it became not okay for Ashley to be there either. So I was trying to help friends and became unable to do that, which made me really sad.
I still love you.
I love you too.
As do I.
Yay.
I want my stuff right. back.
You're pretty groovy.
I try.
I
also got severely cut in hours, to the point to where I wasn't on the schedule for about 3 weeks because so much overstaffedness.
But hey, you got a vacation out of it.
Yeah, I went home to Tennessee because I couldn't afford to stay in Houston for 2 weeks while I wasn't on the like, I saw that I wasn't on the schedule, and I was like, well, I was going to request 2 weeks off in August. I might as well take it now because I honestly can't afford to feed myself and put gas in my car for 2 weeks while I'm not getting a paycheck.
That was such fun.
So I went home, and it was fun. I got to see friends and family and junk, and it was pretty cool. And I came back. I was pretty excited to come back. I came back to a great big old bucket of drama, which, you know, doesn't really faze me too much. It just sucks that, you know, I'm still kind of low on hours, and I was really wanting to work really hard this summer, save up some money so I can, you know, move out sometime soon. I'm still wanting to move out maybe in January, but the plans have been kind of set back, which kind of sucks big time because I don't really like where I'm living right now, but... Yeah, I'm looking on the bright side. I have a place to live, so it could be worse.
Right, and you have a coach, eh?
See?
An auto.
Okay, whoa.
Coach A is Spanish for car.
All right, I thought you were stating some pretty obvious facts there. But, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, right? I'm so funny.
Or is it the only thing that has been stable for the past, since summer started, has been Hatch for me?
Yes.
That has been the best help / therapy I have been,
I don't think I missed the meeting on purpose.
I like Hatch. I don't like small group.
I enjoyed small group during this tough time because I didn't have to pay for therapy.
Right?
I don't know. I just don't enjoy it.
It's not your thing.
I have a therapist. I'm okay.
But you pay him.
No.
No.
Like
not
that.
So much. No, my summer, I don't know, it sucked. It was okay and it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know, not a whole lot happened. I moved down here, downtown, and I got this cool job, and then I lost this cool job a couple of weeks ago. I don't pay rent because I live with my mom still, and I don't have, like, a car payment, but I have to pay my car insurance. And so I don't have a job. Well, now I have a job, but it's not going to kick in. Like, I'm not going to get paid for, like, 3 weeks. And I'm getting, like, not that many hours until the actual, like, weeks of rush. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be working way too much. But, so I don't have any money, and I have some legal trouble that I'm trying to work through. I got arrested on the 4th of July.
Same.
A great way to spend it, I tell you what. No, not so much. And so I'm dealing with that, and then I got some health crap going on, and I just got like a whole big mess of junk. My girlfriend broke up with me, and
my sister
now sleeps in my bed and tries to move my furniture.
Feng shui.
She looks so tacky, and I wouldn't try to move it.
She tries to move it, and I'm like, what? No! Put it back! That's not where that goes. I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night and bump into stuff and die.
I'm 5'11", he's 5 foot. I have to move things so I can move about.
She's so much larger than me that her limbs will not fit between the space of my dresser and my bed, so she has to move it.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think she's full of it.
I think you're full of it.
I think you're both wonderful.
I think you're wonderful, Lakia. Wonderful. Been homeless twice this summer.
I mean, by the way that our summers have all going, I think it's pretty safe to say it's hard out here for a queer.
Yeah. It is hard
that
out here.
That was the most beautiful quote I've heard all day.
It's hard out here for a queer.
Y'all know that's going to be the next song.
We'll work on it. We'll bring it back next month.
We'll sing it for you. It'll be
sexy.
Oh,
that's going to be an awesome radio show.
Oh, yeah. It will be. It's supposed to be on religion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can start it out with a song. And we'll work that in.
We will work it in.
We'll work in the religion somewhere.
But, yeah, kind of onto what Ashley said. Like, Hatch has been pretty consistent. It's always there. Usually.
Which we have some pretty awesome things coming up this month. We should talk about that.
What do we have coming
especially
up
this week? Friday.
Inform me. I don't even know. And I'm
you
a member.
Do not. Well, we've been planning this big old
hiking trip.
/ camping trip.
Oh, you're forgetting how lazy I am.
You can get over it. But
it's a nice, pleasant 3 mile hike.
Oh,
and pleasant and 3 mile do not go in the same thing.
As exactly. I was saying,
unless it's like a pleasant 3 mile car ride,
yeah,
or a pleasant 3 mile parade.
Will you hold me for these 3 miles? Yeah. Will you carry
can
me?
Can I get a piggyback ride? Because that'd be pleasant.
You're actually really light. Get in a nice little, you know, those baby seats.
Can we get one of those chairs that they carry royalty on? That would
right.
be pleasant.
I can't carry myself for 3 miles.
But, no, this Friday at Hatch, we're having our before hiking trip planning.
Meeting things.
Yeah,
this is a prerequisite to the camping, which will be awesome.
I like my camping.
We all like camping. You have to go hiking in order to go camping.
Are you
kidding
me?
You have to like go swimming.
You have to go to this meeting in order to go hiking.
Degrees outside.
Because this is just a test to see who all is going to go through with what we talked about.
But, I mean,
I'll be there.
Why
I will be there.
Why is hiking a requirement to sleep on the ground?
Because, okay, okay.
It's really just
it's to determine who can make it.
If I show up and say, hey, I would have hiked, but I don't want to walk, can I still go camping?
You can beat us to the end.
You will go camping, Cody.
Yeah, we
I
should
know,
just,
right?
You
just
know
me,
what?
Cody.
Screw this whole you gotta go hiking thing. I think that Hatch as a whole, let's just go camping. No
you
hiking.
You never know. You could.
No hiking necessary.
What if you get lost in the woods? You're stuck.
You know what? I got a GPS.
I got a
I'll
cell phone.
Be all right. I got a cell phone.
Everywhere.
I got an internet. I got a GPS. I can read a map. And I know where the North Star is.
And if we're in my backyard, I ain't gonna get lost.
That's right? True. And I know where the North Star is.
But yes, back on to the subject of Hatch.
Okay.
Yes, it's a 3 mile hike in Huntsville, which prerequisite to go to the hiking trip, you gotta go to this meeting this Friday.
So there's a prerequisite
I don't think you have to go to the meeting to go on the hiking trip.
That's what JT was telling me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well then.
Yes. You have to go
seems
to
like
this meeting.
Way too much effort to put up a tent
right.
and sleep on the ground.
I really think
I can't really go in like I like to go into more detail about
and
it.
And pooping outside.
And pooping outside, unacceptable.
Yep.
I think on Friday we can bring these points up to the people in charge and see what can be done about it.
Yes.
But for now, there's a planning meeting on Friday for the hiking trip that is a prerequisite for the camping.
Is it at the same time as the meeting?
Yes. I think it's going to be the programming.
It is the programming.
So that's that. Also this month we have some alsos. We also have some cool stuff coming up, like a debt management day, because I'm in some severe debt, as some people may not be in as severe debt. We have planning for moving into your first apartment. We have lots of cool stuff coming up. I have no idea because I only looked at the schedule for like 3 seconds, but that was some of the stuff that caught my eye, and that was really exciting.
Yeah, we have the debt management, planning or how to get an apartment, dating. We have some dating classes going on. How to have a healthy relationship.
With Allison.
Yes.
I love
Allison. And we have that's going to be starting up soon. We also have our lovely creative group, which we are definitely, hopefully,
are y'all still working on that movie?
No, we do improv now.
We threw that out.
No, yeah. I don't even think we're doing the zine anymore.
The zine that we've been doing for five years.
This is zine we've been working on for 2 months.
This is 2 months. We just haven't taken it to the printing press.
I really think that we should work on that. Or something else. Like, I mean, I know we have the radio show, and that's way awesome. But we should do like a podcast or something.
I was kind of wondering if we could like get the radio show on the site
or
iTunes.
It needs to be upgraded.
We've been trying to get the shows onto the Hatch website.
How hard have we been trying? I've been hearing about this trying for 4 months.
Okay. here's what you can do. Shortly after the show is done, if you go to kpft.org, there's an archive section. Mm-hmm. There will be a giant MP3 file of this entire show. So you can just download it, pull out your portion, and attach it to your site.
Oh. So apparently we weren't trying too hard.
Now, see, it's a lot easier with the technology because up until like 5 years ago, the way this show was archived is Jimmy recorded the show on a VCR.
What is that?
Do
they still make
them? To cassettes.
To cassettes.
Really hard.
At least you never had to deal with 8-tracks. I mean, that would have been difficult.
When I started doing this show, we had what looked like an 8-track that did the PSAs instead of me hitting on this computer.
Wow. Yeah.
Upgrade.
Wait a minute. I'm 17. What's an 8-track?
Yeah, I'm not even sure exactly. Like, what? I've seen one.
Have you ever watched the show WKRP in Cincinnati?
No.
Oh.
And I'm
what
also
year
confused.
Was it made?
I know, right? I'm also confused about this VCR contraption.
Right.
What is...
Like, is that kind of like confused. A square DVD?
Uh-oh. And I think I Uh-oh. Heard the word Uh-oh. Cassette.
Uh-oh.
And like, I don't know what that is either.
Have you ever... You know those cassettes that you used to stick in video games?
No.
What is that? No.
All my video games are on discs.
Yeah. Okay, now I know how I feel like when I explain to Jimmy when he brings in a record
VCR
I go to a giant...
is actual tape.
Like that you stick
that had the
stuff
Disney
to the walls
on?
With?
And it
the
was
good
in,
Disney
in
movies.
A rectangular box.
Rectangular is what
about,
color is this box?
About it's four inches by eight
four
inches.
4 inches by eight, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was for movies. That was for video.
I'm visualizing
they
it.
They had
now.
Movies back then?
Oh, yeah.
Like before DVDs.
What did you play it on?
Then, a
yeah.
cassette.
What did you.
Did you.
You had a VCR player.
What did
recorder.
It plug into? Your what did you watch it on?
Your TV.
A TV?
What if your cassette
you
got scratched?
Too.
I mean, did you have.
Did you have to wind it up? I remember.
Then for audio, you had cassette, which was a. Actually, I'll show you one.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to like show and tell.
They have them
Heart
still?
I thought they only had these things in museums.
We totally have to stop picking on
this
people.
Is a cassette.
Wow, that's an old, clear cassette.
It has a case.
Wow.
It's like a DVD.
And then you put it in a cassette recorder.
I remember that.
Player.
I recorded over my grandpa's set talking to me when I was born, and my mommy got really mad at me.
I see.
And this only does audio. Only audio.
What's the bit rate on that?
About 20 years of after-hour shows on these.
Well. Mm.
So I have a hell of a lot of these.
This show must be slightly old.
Yeah.
Enough about obsolete technology.
Well, I didn't know it then.
I'm sure I wouldn't have done it. They'll be saying the same thing about DVDs probably in like 20 years.
Yep.
What's an MP3?
What's a TV? You didn't have holograms.
Yeah, just wait till a younger group of people comes along and asks you what a DVD is.
It's already. I mean, people tell me, oh, my phone can do this. And I'm like, what? Your phone can make me a cappuccino?
That is absurd.
You can check your email and look something up and, like, tell everyone in the world what you're doing at the same time and talk on the phone.
While sipping the cappuccino.
While sipping said cappuccino
just made
your
for
friend
you.
Just made for you.
Perfectly, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. My phone's still downloading that MP3. And that's the only thing
my
I can
phone
do.
Doesn't even get signal in my bedroom.
That's unfortunate.
But that's because I live in a cave.
I can't even talk about mine.
The man cave.
Your phone has internet everywhere.
Yeah, Vicky has an iPhone. which is basically like no longer needing to need to see the world.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like she carries a third person in her pocket all the time. I have to constantly like, hey, get off your iPhone. I'm trying to talk to you. What? Three screens. It's ridiculous. I don't think the technology needs to be that ingrained into your life.
I love it. I don't know what I'd do about it.
So I'm thinking we get you a chip soon. Just
right. I'm fine with that because I need this phone.
I don't even have television.
I don't know where I am.
Why don't you know where you are?
Why don't you ask somebody where you're at?
Because
right now,
I can click on my iPhone and take you anywhere.
Right now, you're at KPFT radio station.
It's in Houston.
In Montrose, in Houston.
90.1 Pacifica, Houston. anywho. Man, I was about to say something.
Really?
It's gone, though. Sorry.
Do we really have all that more to say?
No.
We just got to throw some numbers out there.
Wrap this up. Throw out the numbers.
Oh, totally remember. I was supposed to give somebody a shout-out. What up, Charlie?
Hi,
how you
Charlie.
Doing?
Charlie!
Hi. I love hey. Charlie.
Howdy, Charlie.
Yeah.
I hope you're having an awesome evening.
How's
hope
your evening,
it's fantastic.
Charlie?
With your cool
freaking
hair.
Fantastic.
With your freaking cool hair. Oh
and all the kids that I kind of insulted earlier. I really don't want you to leave. I just want you to
does.
Go to college.
Yeah.
Start your life.
Somewhere else.
Become an adult. Right.
She wants you gone.
Grow up, you.
Yeah.
Already then.
I just
so lay those
numbers down.
Yeah, the number for Montrose Counseling Center, which helps out Hatch, and we also offer programs such as Spry, which is seniors preparing for the Rainbow Years.
What are the Rainbow Years?
And
I thought I was living those now.
and we also have PFLAG and other a whole bunch of different organizations that are all housed by the Montrose Counseling Center. And the number for MCC is
713-529-0037. Say what?
I didn't hear that. Can you please
713-529-0037.
Mm-hmm. Say those funky numbers.
Hatch meets at MCC.
Mm-hmm.
Three Fridays. Times a week.
Fridays at 7, Sundays at 6, Tuesdays at 5.
I'm glad you checked that.
And the thank numbers, you. The number okay. is 713-529-3590. 713-529-3590. And the number for the gay and lesbian switchboard is 713-529-3211. And they will hook you up with anything that you need. The numbers, again, for the gay and lesbian switchboard is 713-529-3211.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. You said that beautifully, Joshua.
Yes, I'd like to compliment you on your perfect articulation of said numbers.
Why, thank you ever so much, Cody.
You're welcome ever so much, Joshua.
Alright, well, good night, everybody.
This would be Hatch signing off.
This is Lakia, later.
Goodbye.
Love you.
Good night.
Let's go to IHOP,
y'all.
All right. We will be back in just a moment. We're going to do a little bit of round table and do some calendar stuff. What the hell do I get?
Hey,
I'd say music. Oh, Michael Cowan.
How to have
we
sex?
We need to do the the soldier.
Which one do you have it queued in?
I don't have anything queued in. I just put it there.
Oh.
Because.
Hold on, I can't. I'm not even here. There we go.
I know.
Quiet on the set, please.
Because.
What?
Merlin came to me and said, oops, we need to do a memorial.
Okay.
You know, and we have to do that every now and then. And fortunately, it's usually then rather than now here lately. Like in the old days when the show was young, we had to do memorials almost every week.
Yeah.
That's changed. But still, death happens in our community.
Yeah. This past week, a friend of mine who we all used to hang out with at the local coffee shop died of an overdose. They don't know whether it was intentional. They don't know yet whether it was intentional, but they don't think it was. They think it was an accident. He was a good kid who often didn't. He could be in a room full of people who cared, and I don't think he would know it. And I miss him. And I love him. And so this is for Thomas.
I'll get friends like that again. Well, it's time I moved on. But it's been great just listening to you. And I might even see you next time I'm passing through.
Keep aware, you keep aware.
just ignore all the others. You got your memo, fly for me, and day by day I'll keep hoping your heart reminds you. Nothing but love can stand in our way, but love can see us through. Maybe that's all I wanted to say. I'll always sing for you. I will always sing for you.
He's a cool.
High School Confidential. That was from the Queer as Folk USA soundtrack. There was a double play on that one. The reason for that one was, first of all, the hatchlings we had in here. And as I talked about earlier, mentioned there of being at my 20th high school reunion earlier this evening. So that was a weird trip down memory lane while I'm waiting for someone else to come in here. Going back and... Get your ass in here, Jimmy.
Sorry.
I know you're sorry. Now I apologize.
Yes, yeah, your 20-year high school reunion. 20
Shut up, bitch. And, you know, I'm looking through this yearbook, and I'm going, my God, the hair.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this one girl. You know, some of these girls, their hair fills the entire square.
Imagine that.
Whew. Another one I wish she would have shown up. It's a cutie. Oh, there. Now your mic's on in there.
Yeah.
God. Like I said, I'm going through it now trying to remember some of the names that I saw. I was, you know, I never spent as much time staring at women's chests as I did tonight.
Why?
Name tags.
Oh, God. I see.
We all had name tags on.
I see.
And so it was, you know, staring, and then it was okay. The bad part with the women is you had to stare a little bit longer because if they were married, then there was three names on their name tag.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you had to first look and see if they were actually in your class or not.
What?
Well, the way they did it is if you were a part of the graduating class,
mm-hmm.
your thing said Klein, class of 1989, in the bottom.
Yeah.
So if you were the guest...
Oh.
Of what? So this is that people who were actually in the class had that line. So you had to look for that first line.
I see.
On the bottom. Then with the women, you had to look at the three lines and try and figure out which one was their maiden name and which one is their married name to figure it out.
Okay.
And...
Wow.
There were some of them I looked at, you know, I'm bad with memory. With memorizing names and faces and all that. You know, I can go out here sometimes to the crew on an after hours and not know some of these people's names.
Me too.
I
know, it's weird.
And so here it was going back 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And some people I didn't recognize faces, but I saw the name and I go, my God, I remember that name.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually a couple of people I looked over and I go, oh my God, I know that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that the face just got a little weathered,
mm-hmm.
kind of to
mm-hmm.
say.
How kindly he puts it.
But, yeah. You know, it's only been 20 years. But there was a couple of them I looked over there, and
okay,
it was...
Okay, 20 years can still...
Yeah.
Yeah, some people, you know, when I look back on classmates, and like I said, Thursday night, I, instead of my usual searching through porn and
mm-hmm.
hookup sites, I went through classmates and go, okay, looked at a picture here in the book and go, oh, do they have a profile here so I can see a current picture of some of these people? And it's like, oh, my God. Some of those actually had the pictures. It's like, the hell happened? Like, oh, four children. That explains.
Oh, I see.
And there was, I mean... And
how many people were in your graduating class? You don't know?
There was like there was like 600, I think.
Oh, my God.
My school had 1,200 students to it. I mean... Five.
He's counting.
He's counting. It's good to
okay, I mean,
while.
Like this. Okay, this page here's got 40. That one's got half. So on most pages, you know, let's say there's
'Dude, there's a lot of people.
From pages 182 to 205, and there's probably at least 30 pictures on each.
Wow.
On there, so it was when I actually graduated. I hope I don't get in trouble for this. I actually graduated a year after this one.
Oh.
I formally walked across the stage in '90, not '89.
Okay.
And during the graduation ceremony, you could hear, you could sit there and count, and they would go, John Smith, 1, 2, 3. Mary Jones, 1, 2, 3. Because there were so many students to go through.
There were 206 in my graduating class, and everybody knew everybody else. Because we had all gone to high school all those years together.
Well, see, with mine, it was, you know, I was literally on the wrong side of the tracks.
I knew that.
You crossed railroad tracks to get to the subdivision I lived in.
Ah.
So I was literally on the wrong side of the tracks.
Mm.
And for like 2 years in intermediate school, I went with these kids to elementary school.
Mm.
And then because the district grew so much, when it got time for intermediate school, I went to a different one than most of the other students. I went from fifth grade to sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I came back to that school in eighth grade, and then stayed with them through in high school. So some of these were, you know, I missed seeing some of these people for a couple of years, but it was one of those, it's one of these strange things where apparently I may not have changed as much in that time, because I had a lot of people who did recognize me on there. And, you know, like I said, I've got somebody I ran into twice at the Ripcord who says he remembers playing basketball with me.
Wow.
And I only played basketball in elementary school.
Oh.
Wow.
So we're talking a long time ago.
Wow. Well, speaking of going down memory lane.
Or just going down.
You're... I got an email today from David Embry, who I just ran into a couple of weeks ago. I've known him years ago when we were both very activists in ACT UP. And he was also one of the originators of Queer Nation, if you remember that group, and I'm sure you do. Because out of Queer Nation came Q Patrol.
Yes, I'm familiar with the...
Yes. It seems as though he's been using Facebook to gather together a lot of the folks who used to be in Queer Nation. And he sent out an email today about a meeting that's going to take place Tuesday, August the 4th. That's this coming Tuesday. And he said, okay, y'all, I just spoke with Susan Palmer and Paul Mullen, and a date has been set. We will be having a Queer Nation Houston meeting next Tuesday, August the 4th, 7 p.m. at Brazil. That's the coffee shop at Dunleavy in Westheimer, to discuss the archiving of Queer Nation history and other areas of concern. We will also talk about creating an email list of all former members, something other than Facebook. It's too public a forum. I don't think so, but hey. This way we can keep out-of-towners informed about everything that's going on with our project. Maybe when we vote on a specific issue, we can send out a message to everyone and have an online voting process. These are just ideas. We'll discuss it more at the meeting on Tuesday. Afterwards, we will send out an email so everyone will know what's going on, be on the same page, and feel included in the process. So if you're a past member of Queer Nation or Q Patrol or even ACT UP, you may want to be interested. You may be interested in attending this meeting. Actually, was not a member of Queer Nation. I knew about Queer Nation and had a lot of friends in it, but I wasn't a member of ACT UP. But as a member of the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History, I'm very excited about this meeting. If Queer Nation is looking to for a repository of their history, I'm certainly going to...
we're just chuckling at the fact you were kind of choking on that word of what to say.
Yeah, depository or repository, yeah.
Thank God he didn't say suppository.
Yeah, I know.
But of course you did.
So. But I'm going to go there representing GCAM at least, if not ACT UP. So,
you know, I can't help but think of how strange it was that...
Because that was 20 years ago.
I was
in high school. I was just in, like, my first semester of college for that rather brief period that I decided to do college. And I remember being so thrown as somebody who was still, for the most part, in the closet. Seeing a, you know, how campuses often have a quad, you know, a central square. And I remember catching a glimpse of a guy wearing a Queer Nation t-shirt. And, I mean,
that, you know, that was
late 80s. Very late 80s. And and seeing a Queer Nation t-shirt. And I, and you know, as a mostly in the closet at the time person, that was like, that was major excitement
that
to
was,
me to
that
see.
That was pretty major.
To and see it was somebody pretty who was that blunt, you know.
It was pretty major to even wear one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and it's just good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just that this combination of discussion about Queer Nation and this whole high school discussion just brought that, and, you know, school days discussion brought that up for me. I'm like, wow.
Wow. Is right.
I feel old. Very, very old.
We are in the last 15 minutes of the show. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasele. And I know John John's in the house, and who else? I don't know yet. So they are ready to go. Ready to go at the top of the hour. So I'm hoping that all our After Hours folks will stay and listen for that.
Can I just say, back on the high school pictures thing, you were talking about the various looks and stuff, and I just have to say, you know, Chris and I, you know, same range here as far as high school years. So the hair, just the hair, people. It was, I'm sorry, I have vivid memories of leaving my high school, the year that I graduated, leaving the building every day that senior year and watching janitors come out of the men's and women's bathrooms with trash cans full of empty Aquanet canisters. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It was bulletproof hair, it was teased from here to hell and back.
Yeah, it was really a hair generation.
Well, the part that gets me with it is, you know, when I went to high school, boys couldn't have any facial hair. And so that's why I look 12 in my picture. A very chubby 12-year-old.
Well, I think in high school, about a good 3/4 of the guys couldn't even grow any facial hair if they wanted to.
Well, yeah, in the succeeding years, pubescence has gone earlier and earlier.
Must be, because I didn't even shave until I was in my 20s.
So, and it's one of those things that I've tried to, but my second senior year, I tried being a library aide, but they put me in an assistant principal's office. And I had fights with the associate principal, who kept complaining, you know, how can we, you know, I would let something try and grow, and she says, you need to shave, you know, how can we let students come in here who are in trouble, see someone flaunting the dress code? Well, she was the associate principal over the freshman. I go, well, they can't even grow it. And I never won that battle.
I bet not.
But then I look through some of the pictures, some of the hair, and I'm going, they let them in school with that? I mean, my school was one that we couldn't wear shorts yet in school. And in fact, some of the
I come from an older generation, so don't look at me for.
Oh, no. I can't stand wearing. I'm told I can wear shorts to work, and I can't. I cannot do that.
I don't know why not.
I just. It bothers me.
I haven't worn my Daisy Dukes in years.
I've had a hard enough time wearing it.
And I thank you for it.
You're welcome. You and keep the horse you rode in.
Keep it up. I'll bring my Daisy Dukes. They're not really meant to be Daisy Dukes, but when I put them on, they become Daisy Dukes.
I see.
I see a lot. But no, I mean, back then, it was... This is how strangely homophobic it was back at that time.
Yeah.
Some of the boys, since girls could wear skirts, some of the guys would come to school wearing a skirt as a form of protest.
Yeah.
You know, eventually they got rid of the Powder Puff football game because the girl, because not because of the girls playing football, but because many of the football players dressed as cheerleaders that day.
What's wrong with that?
They dressed in the skirts,
yeah,
and the makeup, and put in the oranges and their in the bras, so it was promoting transvestitism.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Now, I will have one point with that because, you know, as I said, they were football players. And so for 2 years in high school, I was a football player.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little daunting. I wasn't fully accepting with my sexuality at the point, but it's hard getting down to a three-point stance when the guy behind you is wearing lipstick and rouge.
Well.
Okay, just for the record, I know that there's a whole lot of people out here, except for maybe Jimmy sitting here, who won't get this reference, but Uncle Milty, 1950s.
Yeah.
He was wearing drag, and you didn't see anybody going mashugana over that.
No, well, they were laughing, because okay, it was Uncle Milty. Milton Berle was...
Goddess knows.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm a graduate of Klein High School.
Yeah.
Which, if you remember...
Was it real butch or something?
It's well-to-do... suburban.
Yeah.
So if you remember, like about 4 or 5 years ago, a student tried getting a GSA there.
Yeah.
And the fight to get the GSA put in at Klein High made news.
Oh. Okay, one of those schools.
Yeah. One of the assistant principals would get on the roof of the library and watch people leaving school to go take smoke breaks.
Oh, brother.
That sort of thing, walking over to what we called Spaceway and do that. So
memories of senior year.
Yeah, it's a weird nostalgia trip.
Mm.
It's a twisted nostalgia trip because I truly, truly hated high school. With a passion, I hated high school. The only good thing about high school was there were some pretty hot guys in my senior class. The ones who actually lived to see graduation.
Wow. That was a rough school.
We did not have a rough school. We had a high school full of hoity-toity children who the parents could see no evil in, despite the fact that several of them would get so far blitzed on a Friday night they couldn't see straight, and then they'd get in their cars and drive down and clock into oak trees at 90 miles an hour.
Ooh.
And usually the oak tree wins.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, a 3-foot diameter oak tree beats a Corvette every time.
Yeah.
And so
I think James Dean said that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ouch.
We did not have a rough school. We had children who were allowed to be rich and happy, and they could do no wrong, even if it killed them.
Mm. Yeah.
But, I mean...
I remember in our high school, there was one restroom, the boys' restroom, that every time the door opened, the smoke cloud came out.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Yeah. And it was, it was like known as the jock restroom. Mm. I never went in it. Never. I have no idea what it looked like inside. Avoided it.
No, wait, the question is this, and I'm not being funny about this.
Yeah.
But was smoking allowed at your high school?
No.
Wasn't? Okay.
No, absolutely
not. It was allowed outside in a certain section in my high school.
My graduating class was 1966.
Well, because here's the thing.
Nothing was allowed.
2 years before I was born.
Nothing was allowed.
Because okay, my freshman year, I went to summer school between freshman and sophomore years in a different school district here in Houston. And they actually allowed smoking on campus.
Oh,
you had to have a note from your parents. You had a special pass. So I was just curious to see if back.
Oh
then,
no. Even though smoking, most people smoked, there was no smoking on school grounds at all.
I had a massive crush on three people during my years in high school. One, I left the school and left him behind, and never got to find out if he was queer.
Mm.
One was a music teacher that I had the hots for.
He was queer.
I had the whole glasses geek boy thing. He was hot.
Yeah.
And the other one died my senior year in a car wreck.
Ouch.
Being queer in high school was not exactly fun.
Mm.
there was, in my neck of the woods.
There was one guy there that I spent a lot of time with, and I thought he was cute back then. And... Mm. I was really looking forward to seeing him at the reunion, and I happened to turn around and saw him.
Yeah.
And I went up and gave him the butchest one-armed hug I could.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Yeah, his wife kind of gave me a weird look. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I wasn't sure about doing it, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Good.
Yeah.
How did he react?
Kind of nonplussed.
Oh, good.
If I never see anybody I graduated with again, that would...
Well, I'm not likely to. I graduated from a high school in New Jersey, and I don't think I'm going to go back anytime soon.
Hey,
you should.
Why? I didn't lose anything there.
Jimmy, I will have you know...
No, you lost your virginity in elementary
school. Jimmy, I will have you know that I once ran into somebody I went to high school with on Montrose.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And I went to high school in Long Island.
Long Island, yes,
New York.
Yeah.
And somebody... And of course, it couldn't be one of the guys I had the hots for.
Of
it had to
not.
Be the knuckle-dragging Neanderthal... fatigues wearing, you knew someday he would be a Columbine kid, but this was before Columbine.
And now he hangs out at the ripcord.
And he drives up next to me with some miscellaneous female in the, and he's like, and he calls me by my original nickname.
Ooh.
And he's like, and how you doing? And then he asks me, are there any bars in this neighborhood?
Duh.
You have no idea how close I came to sending him to the ripcord.
You should have.
And I asked him, do you know what town you're in? Do you know what the Montrose is all about? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, so I sent him to South Beach.
And you've not seen him since.
And I South Beach and JR's and the mining company, and I haven't seen him since.
Just saying. Yeah, why not?
Anyhow,
good for you.
He's gotten so much more liberal in his old age, I suppose. I don't know.
That's kind of surprised Jimmy when I mentioned the fact that when I put down a thing saying do the radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they had a form there of, you know, what's your 15 minutes of fame since you left high school? And one of them, you know, his band opened for Vince Neil, I think. One of them was seen for 5 seconds in the movie Patriot Games. Ooh. And I wrote on their radio talk show host.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the first person who asked me, I just said it was on KPFT, and it's a, you know, community affairs talk show. And then I decided, what the hell? And the next people who asked me, I said, it's a GLBT talk show. In fact, I'm leaving here from this to go to the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, huh? Yeah, it's 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I even changed my classmates' thing. I put a thing up there yesterday, and I said, yeah, I do this radio show. And I said, you know, it's After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. And then the next paragraph, I said, well, if you didn't notice the Q word on there, I am one of those.
So I have to ask before this all ends tonight.
Yeah.
In the end, now that you've done it, was it worth it?
I think so. Mm-hmm. It was one of those twisted things. I had three things I could have done today. I could have gone to my class reunion.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone on that Arisa's bus trip to the casinos in Louisiana. Or I could have gone to Ace Weekend.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, after Robert Kahn started talking about, you know, the hairless Hispanic boys dressed in next to nothing.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
He why am that. I not going to Ace?
He did, yes, he did that especially to taunt you.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, driving there, I still wasn't, you know, the drink prices were outrageous. $6.75 for a
vodka
whatever. Cranberry. The waiters are cute. But no, it was... I'm glad I did. We're getting up here to the top of the hour. It's time for the PSAs.
Mm-hmm.
Buonanotte.
We will be back next week.
We will. Yep.
Once again, no Wes.
Oh, yes. Wes will not be with us.
Which means no disco music.
Oh, well. But continue listening because Zydeco Pasale is up. And they're going to bring you lots of really good music.
Music to squeeze by.
Ooh, squeeze it, Daddy.
Hi, I'm David Dye from the World Cafe, and I'm sitting here surrounded by stacks of CDs. My iTunes is filled with MP3s, and I'm reading three music magazines. And this is just a normal day. I weed through all this to find out the best for you. On every World Cafe, we present new music you're going to love alongside old faves you already do. Oh, and we'll talk with a wide variety of artists from newcomers to Hall of Famers. The World Cafe, we make sense of a world of music.
Tune in to World Cafe weekdays at noon and visit kpft.org for a complete schedule of upcoming World Cafe guests. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, 90.1 KPFT, Houston.
DIA presents Connect and Communicate, a seminar for South Asian teens, young adults, and parents on forming healthy relationships on Saturday, August 29th, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at University Center, University of Houston, main campus. Presenters include professionals from Child Builders, a Houston organization promoting positive social and emotional development in children, Montgomery Counters Women's Center, and Saheli Austin. The highlight of
the free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.